I went to the store and got my dog some plant-based chocolate chunk cookies.
Okay.
To watch his big bakery. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
There we go.
I like that. Okay.
And then enjoy the cookies while trying to stay slim.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Enjoy your cookies.
Okay. Trying to minimize the bag.
You can eat a lot of those.
Okay.
It won't go too bad.
Okay.
And then I had got some juice boxes.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I had one of these in a minute.
No added sugar, King.
No added sugar for the big guy.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it, bro.
And then
see, that's the thing. They don't really understand the beat. Like you said, the reason why we go at it is because we know how
exactly.
hard everybody
is. We know how hard it is.
We and know then, what it is on each of us. So
So for me and Sweet, can't nobody see it. Mm-hmm. And King can't have none. It's a 3-pound bag of gummy bears. Right?
Y'all only got the 3 pounds? You know they come in 5 pounds.
Yeah, you can't get them in 5 pounds.
Bro.
You can't get none of
these. You know they make a 5-pound bag.
And
y'all got a 3-pound bag.
We know
you got the 3-pound bag, right? Of course.
We know that you would know. Mr. Big Backosaurus. We know you would know, all right?
Welcome back to A.
I love my bro.
Back in the motherfucking building.
Back in this bitch.
Back in Nash.
That's nothing but us, baby. Hey, that's what we do.
And then past that rope was the hood.
Fuck
the
op.
He said, oh, you want a shot? I said, yeah.
I'm in the city, fuck with me, and I got fucking city.
Light it up.
Welcome to the Raw Room.
But we back up in the building, baby. Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir. What's going on with everybody? How y'all doing? Hope y'all had a nice week, man.
For sure. Great week.
Tuning back in.
Mm-hmm.
Getting right to it, man. Just some crazy stuff off top.
This shit is nuts.
So the halftime at the games, you know, they get the regular people, the fans in there involved into the games.
Joe's.
It's a big deal because we enjoy that when we go to the games. Right. Like,
hell yeah.
I'm going to a sporting event. I like to see, you know, some random dude get out there and run around. Mm. And
give it a shot.
Shoot something. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, Lakers game. This fan. Half court shot. Run the tape, Faye. What was that? Was it, what happened?
Oh, shit. What? Oh, come on. Get to a sideline, bro.
Nope. Nope.
Now, how in the hell?
You know they never pick anybody athletic for this shit.
They don't.
For some odd reason. It's never, like, that's I know usually, there's some ballers
like,
in there.
But I feel like that's the point.
That's the criteria.
I feel like they do that on purpose.
They're like, look, the event manager for the team, they're like, look, you go out there in the stands and find maybe, like, the most unathletic.
Yes.
Maybe he don't even know where the hell he at.
Uncoordinated.
She don't even know what football or basketball is, bro. But get her out here and we gonna have her do something crazy that we know she can't do.
Pure entertainment.
Pure entertainment. How he blow out his tire.
Look, he can't even walk. It's his Achilles.
It's his Achilles.
Look where he's grabbing that.
It's his Achilles.
Yeah, look, yep.
Ooh. Look, watch it pop. Watch it.
There. That's where I was, too. That's Achilles, for sure.
Look, he tried to catch it and don't.
He looked like a drunk man at the end of that, bro.
He would try to make it to the sideline, bro, because I think he knew that he was hurt.
He didn't know what.
He was like, bro, I can't go down in the center of the court.
He tried to be Kobe.
But listen, bro, that's the thing, though, for people that don't do physical activity, like sports and things like that on a regular or like active things, work out and take care of their body.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily know when they be fucking hurt, bro.
So
you be like, damn, I don't know what I did. You go to the doctor. I mean, shit, sir, you tore your ACL, your MCL, your PCL, your LCL. Like, bro. He said, well, I mean, I just been walking and just taking Tylenol and, bro, come on now.
Nah, bro, listen, a buddy of mine, bro, this ain't funny, but it's slick funny. So I sent this to him. Sent this to my buddy, bro. So, you know, I played like a little men's league or whatever.
Yeah.
Last game was a championship game. And
you didn't play in it? You wasn't?
No. I played.
Did y'all win?
It was a playoff game. Nah, we lost. But I'm going to tell you why, though. It was funny. I didn't even play that second half. I'm going to tell you why.
He's not the regular league champ no more?
This ought to be good.
Listen.
Are y'all out of the playoffs or what?
Yeah, bro.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out.
We got to change the graphic.
Time out. What's going on
in
the world? Direct league basketball, the shit is going to hell right now. It's going down the drain.
Hey, Sweet, this is a safe place, bro.
I'm going to tell you what happened. My numbers was nuts, but I'm not the type of a player.
Okay.
We went through a lot of changes. I lost a big, and like my most athletic dude moved to Texas. So I lost two key players.
So you weren't the most athletic one?
No.
He was a role player. Mm-hmm. But you lost your
I had a guy that was like can still play above the rim type.
Okay.
I'm not that.
Right.
Okay. I'm not above the rim type. Okay. Okay. I'm giving my buckets. But anyways, so I got like a little new regime out there. One of my guys, shout out to him, in the championship game, we got the rebound. We going back. And he moved. Look down. And I knew exactly what it was. When he looked back, I knew what it was. Towards the Khalees on the floor.
Damn.
Right there. But he was that type. Like, he didn't really, he wasn't in the gym all the time. He just went out there and tried to go hoop.
You can't.
Bro, you can't do that. Can't do it.
You can't.
Bro, so in the game, I had to pick my homie up, bro. Like, we had to carry him to the car, bro. Like, he couldn't walk. And like, it was a big ass. We in a school gym now.
Man.
The gym around the corner, the parking lot. We had to, and he tall nigga. We had to pick the nigga up. Put him back in the car. Yeah, I get up out of there.
He couldn't even one leg it. Like, y'all literally had to carry him.
We had to carry him.
Like, stretcher carry.
Bro, one side.
Yeah, like stretcher. Like, is a stretcher. Yeah.
Yes, bro. He couldn't walk on it. It was a wrap. It was
curtain. Y'all need to go stretch. Everybody watching right now.
Get up
and touch your fucking toes. All right? And then get up and reach to the sky. All right? And then sit back down. Like, do that every day, bro. At least a couple times. Like, stretch.
Can you Achilles,
bro.
Can you touch your toes?
Pause.
Pause.
What? What just happened?
I just asked, can you touch your toes?
Pause.
What? I said a pause, though. I said a pause.
What
pause.
Just happened?
Pause.
No, I ain't that flexible.
You can't do that?
No.
I've been curious, bro. Everybody can't do that, JC.
Flexibility wasn't my thing.
Guess before you got there, tell people to do that. They try to do it and get stuck.
Well, yeah, he's just saying, all he's saying is stretch. Just stretch.
Like, y'all get out there and stretch, man. Do something,
stretch,
okay?
Stretch, bro.
Yeah, before y'all get to running around and doing like, some of y'all probably ain't sprinted in 10 years.
Well, look.
And you know, people don't realize either, bro, that Achilles rehab ain't no joke now. You popped that Achilles, bro. That's a year.
Well, look, get off the basketball players. It did happen to somebody out there trying to play football, too.
Nah, I mean, but he got Magic Doctor right now. We can't even talk about that because we don't know what's going on right
that's
now.
He on some different shit.
Bro, doing different stuff. But still on the basic people.
Yes.
Over for the average Joes, man.
This is another guy trying to play football now. Watch this. Go pull up.
I ain't seen this one yet.
We got another L?
Watch this right here, play. Watch this right here. Go ahead, watch this now.
Not another L. Ooh. Bing, bing.
Boom! Oh,
shit. No. No. Not the pole, bro. You got to know where you at, baby.
That's the quarterback's fault.
Hold on.
The quarterback did that on purpose, bro.
There is audio.
The quarterback did that on purpose, bro. Look at the throw.
Can we hear the audio?
Bruh.
Because I want to say, I think I heard you playing this earlier. I know what he's saying, bro. I need to hear it again.
Bro, that's the quarterback's fault, bro. He set him up.
There is audio. He'll pull it. No, but look, though.
The quarterback set him
up. Did you see what, like, how he fast he was? Buddy's slides came out. I'm not sure if y'all caught that.
I ain't see all that.
Buddy's slide. Watch this. Me and Strive.
Back shoulder.
Oh, yeah, I do see that.
Oh, yeah.
No, not the ball.
Yeah. Got him.
And he heard him. Somebody said back shoulder.
Back shoulder.
Back shoulder, all right.
Back shoulder. No, not the ball.
Shit.
He smacked that joint, bro. When he hit the ball,
He smacked that joint, yo.
Hey, look.
That is the quarterback's fault, though.
He threw him in the traffic, bro.
Look, all y'all folks out there, man, y'all don't know about no damn back shoulders. Y'all just hear these. Y'all hear the NFL athletes in the video, back shoulder, and the commentators, Chris Collinsworth and all them, bruh. Stop. All right? Stop.
He did it, though. He did do the back.
No. I mean, it was a good looking, but he...
He turned right. It was a wall there. Honestly, if he really did it right, his whole shoulder would probably be gone.
No, bro. He hit...
No, sweet.
That's the quarterback fault, bro. Buddy ran the right route.
Quarterback led him right to the hit. Happens all the quarterbacks lead.
Nah,
right.
that was honestly not a bad ball for back shoulder. He got a lot of space in there, bro, to work with. Ball.
He just threw him in the traffic.
And might threw that whole
thing. I know where the hell he at, bro.
It's like in that zone. Instead of sitting down, the receiver sit down. You keep throwing him. Leading him right to that zone, man. He's literally standing right there waiting for you, just like that. Just like that.
That's tough, my boy.
Damn. It looked like it might have been targeting too. Did he hit his
head? Fucking weak. Targeting is crazy.
Is it a target?
Is it a target on the pole?
Oh my God.
It looked like it was helmet for sure.
Defensive receiver.
Light pole.
I know.
You out of here, bro.
I know Brett had a long day, bro. did. I know he had a long day after that. A few days. So now to get into some bowl football, man. Some actual football.
Some actual football.
Get to the world of college football.
And before we move on, Alex said that he lost in the playoffs. We need to know what round in the playoffs you lost in. Like,
he said championship.
We got to update the standings and your reputation is on the line.
I ain't gonna cap. We won a championship game. Okay,
how far deep? Yeah, no, Faye right, man.
Bruh, it ain't important, bro.
It is, bro.
He hurt right now.
So much college football going on, bro.
He said.
Man, talk about it, sweet. Man, listen. We here for you, bro. We got you. This is a safe place.
You know what? You're right, Faye.
This is a safe place.
The people do be like, damn, Rec League champ, put some respect on my boy name. We need to know what happened.
It's a safe place, bro.
You don't win that, like last season was my first time winning that joint. Like, I mean, you still got to put together a team. You actually got to practice.
How many years you been? Probably like three years.
About, let me see. I got Nashville. I say probably like 3 years. It took me like 3 years to actually put a team together to win one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It got to be guys that I play with. This team right here, we never played together.
Bro, winning ain't as easy as it sound, bro. It don't matter what level it is.
Yeah, that's all. You know, we got put out.
But anyways.
Okay,
it's football on, though, JC. Moving on to football. But look, it's still check on your dogs because Sweet had a long weekend, There was a lot of losing for his teams. And then also, on the other side, my Auburn guys, they are struggling right now. Ooh. The university as a whole is struggling right now. Okay?
I mean, we ain't struggling like that. We paid to take care of them.
Exactly. They paid somebody to beat their ass.
They made a video back this year.
I saw it, bro.
Hey.
Oh my gosh. So, which one of y'all want to go first?
I'll go first.
This was like a very important game for the Tigers. And I got a shout out to all the roomies, bro, that really hopped on Twitter. Nigga was like, yo, Sweet, let me go see what you talking about. It should really be stressful. Nigga, shit be stressful. It'd be like the game.
It happened again.
But this time we lost. We lost this time, though. We lost. We made the correct stops. It was one.
Quarterback looked like he had a pretty good game.
He did. But, bro, it was this one drive. I'm pretty sure it took them probably 2 minutes. It took SEM damn near 2 minutes to drive and score. As soon as I went to the restaurant, came back, them niggas scored that fast. Yeah. I'm like, what just happened?
We can't stop nobody, bro.
When they
was like that, that's what they was known for.
They kind of getting back to that.
They are. But we came right back down and scored. So that's the game. It was going back and forth, man. You know, one of our top receivers he's like all around guy, bro. He did get hurt. He played, but he wasn't like his speed just wasn't there. So he was really just out there. Mm-hmm. We needed that one. But man, it's just stressful, yo. It's just like, yeah, like the whole game, you watching, like that's a game. It's exciting. You sitting there and you watching every single play because it's a score, it's a something. Like that's just how the Tigers play, bro.
AJC, it makes sense now. That's why before we got started, that's why he was so loud. He got a lot of hurt in his heart.
He got a lot of heart beating. You gotta check on your dogs, man.
You don't really know what's going on with him, bro.
Hey, y'all, Sweet came in real loud, real loud.
I took two L's this weekend, but we'll get the other one later on.
New Mexico State, baby.
You feeling worse? Probably the worst.
Hold on, first of all, what feelings do I have about them losing like that?
All right, we gotta put some background to it because maybe not everybody know, but like as a bigger university, when you have these like smaller non-conference schools on your schedule, you have to pay them.
Pay them to come play.
To come play you.
Yep. Mm.
So, you know, usually these games, everybody like, oh, they're supposed to win Utah State or whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a really small school. You're like, okay, yeah, we're supposed to smack them.
The boy ran.
Supposed to smack them.
This is one of them games with them backups.
And you don't ever pay them. The young guys get in
at the end of the game.
Right. You're supposed to be trying to score 70 and that type. Get all your stats. This is just, you know, stat game for, in your mind. We paying them, you know, to come out here and play us. Exactly.
How much did they get paid?
I think they got 1.8 for this game. I want to say it might have been 1.85.
That's a good payday.
Listen, that's a lot, bro.
And a W is crazy.
And you left with the dub.
And a W is crazy. But so they pay these schools, they come out. And what happened, Ken? Because I
didn't watch the game, so I don't know. I just saw the score.
He just filled her from the distance.
No, I mean, I ain't hurt. I thought it was funny.
Damn.
Damn.
I mean, because look, 1.85 to lose, like.
Nah, yeah, that's comical. It is comical. Yeah, like, very comical. But like
New Mexico,
has that ever happened before?
Huh? This is
oh, yeah.
Is
I mean, teams the worst? That beat teams. I mean, because
it happens, but it's not supposed to happen. But like,
right. It's just not supposed. It's not
because like, yeah, like my senior, I think my senior year, somebody beat Bama at home that wasn't supposed to.
But it was like a better team than what this is.
No, it was like I think Citadel or somebody beat Bama or something. Yeah.
Oh.
So
this was back in the '80s when
Louisiana Monroe. That's a better team than the team we talk about.
Okay, how about who was it that Appalachian State beat? Like
Michigan when they beat Michigan that year a while back.
So did they get paid for that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's the same type game. Yeah.
So when you go in, teams like that go in and win, you getting paid and then you go win? Bro, that's why them kids
be lit like that. That's why they finna get new shit next year.
I forgot 400,000.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's a double word. That's a win. You beat the team. First of all, you're getting paid. So that's a win because you're getting the money.
Yeah.
And then you beat that Power Five program like that.
Something for your program.
They might win another game for the rest of the season, but that one game right there, that's all they need. Yeah. Exactly. Listen, New Mexico State campus is still jumping right now. They play Saturday. So they still going live right now.
So some of the stuff that came after the game.
Mm-hmm.
I came after the game.
Hold on. We got some stats in here. I ain't even peep.
Yeah.
Okay. New Mexico State now 1-24 against SEC teams.
Damn.
That was their first win?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Against Auburn.
Wow.
So you was the first.
Wow.
Hey.
Damn. Hold on.
It's the first time for everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We got red zone stats. New Mexico State, 4 trips, 4 touchdowns.
Damn.
Auburn didn't even get in the red zone.
Ooh.
God.
Sheesh.
Ooh, no so offense.
Y'all wouldn't even know offense and the D was.
Well, I think Zach Wilson played Saturday and then tried to play again Sunday night.
This man here, dog. He wilding.
I think that's what.
So they dropped a video. New Mexico State dropped a video.
Play the video.
Please. I did see the video. Oh, yeah.
The payday video, bro.
That's fire.
Why not? Fire.
Hell
yeah.
Why not?
Oh, snap. They Conference USA? I ain't even know that conference.
Boy got the money.
Money in his hand, bro.
What's crazy?
Rubs hands like Birdman. We gotta bring that back.
Rubs hands like Birdman.
Facts, bro. That's crazy as hell, bro.
It's funny.
I mean, why not? You just got 1.8 to. Come on, bro.
They got over on y'all. Now this other video.
I mean, he ain't seen that money though. Right. Okay. It's just respect for him.
No, I mean
the school one.
No, yeah, it's yeah. the school. Yeah. The school got
the school
money.
One. Yeah, for the school one. Yeah.
So what's you go to practice next day, Auburn?
Oh shit, hey,
nigga,
full pads all week.
Oh god,
we probably go full pads Sunday. Probably practice Sunday. Full pads.
Oh god,
real shit. Probably go out and practice Sunday like that. the next day.
Yeah.
And full, like...
Nah, bro. It's usually on Sundays, you don't do shit, but, like, the little stretch workout type shit and then have a meeting, ain't really a whole lot going on. They probably going to watch film and practice.
They probably going to practice.
And, like, a walkthrough, like, on air type, man, it might...
No,
practice. You are practice.
I mean,
practice.
I don't know what the rules are as far as putting that. You can practice, only do practice. Something like practice.
Practice,
like,
practice.
Can you lose your job for some shit like this?
Probably.
What you mean, can you?
Oh, so he is.
Guys have lost their job for less.
This is true. This is also true.
At an SEC, at Power Five school, like, yeah.
This is also true.
You remember he tried to, what's his name, tried to, with socks.
Oh, Les. Yeah.
For some socks. Yeah. So like, bro, like, some changes. Right. What do they always say? Changes will be made.
Changes will be made.
Okay, but so that's, I mean, good for New Mexico State. I mean, Auburn, I mean,
the stats is really down right now. The stats is really crazy. But so for the down Auburn fans, this video, it might make you, it give you a little solution to what you got going on.
They are hilarious.
Bro, this.
I've been watching them for like 2 years now, bro. They are hilarious, bro. Go back to their YouTube page. They make like SEC videos.
Bro,
like talking about SEC, bro. Some of like hilarious.
They went in on this little video. Auburn fans at all.
Hilarious, bro. You gotta get the audio so you can hear what he's saying. Oh, bro. It's just all reckless.
No, it's all reckless.
I would check it.
He ended up taking the whole box, trying to OD.
Yeah, bro.
He was, bro.
He said he
He took a hop.
Look.
He just pushed.
Oh,
bro.
Bro,
they are hilarious, bro. But I seen that, bro. That's funny.
Definitely check on your friends that root for a team that's really struggling right now.
Thank you, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's not all peaches and rainbows for everybody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Sweet's definitely down bad more than me. That Auburn ain't hitting me the way they think it do. Like, Sweet definitely like...
I about to say, I can tell you don't give a damn. But like,
I'm good either way.
I can tell you don't give a damn.
You don't give a damn. I can tell you that right now.
Oh man, that's funny.
So. But going on to some more SEC stuff right here. We got the interim coach from Mississippi State. We told y'all the last guy got let go.
Coach Knox.
Yeah, Coach
to
Knox.
To the trees,
bro. This how he got the team hype for the pregame right here.
Oh
on
Lord.
Some real Mississippi shit.
That's the Mississippi.
Is that in the locker room?
Right in there. The locker room.
Bro, he's on a four wheeler in the locker. Okay, Coach Knox.
Again,
get him right.
Look at that locker room.
Okay, Coach Knox.
On a four-wheeler.
Follow me to the trees. To the trees.
That's hard right there.
He going to the trees.
That's hard right there.
Yeah, I see you, Coach Knox.
Okay, go crazy. They end up getting a dub.
The one thing I will say, bro, like these interim coach situations, like, you know, they don't even really, especially with black coaches, Brian. Trying to do a race thing, but they don't really ever get a real shot at getting a head job. Like,
they'll make
them an interim to finish.
Right.
But then when it comes to actually... You know, interviewing, auditioning for the actual job, they don't even really give them no real shot. Like,
nah, yeah.
I do
that's
feel
cool,
that.
But I hope
you got to make a statement damn near. Like,
but I will say this, like, Coach, shout out to Coach Knox. Happy for him. He was a receiver coach for us when we was at Auburn.
Yeah.
Great coach, players coach. He gets on the guys, he makes them work, but he does look out for you as long as you do what you're supposed to do. And I can see him, seeing him doing that, getting the team hype makes sense. Nah. Like, that's the type of coach that he is.
That is live, right?
That's the type of coach that he is.
You do need a coach that's going to bring the energy, do a little something different to, you know, shit, let you know that, shit, he really in this with us too.
Changes,
type shit.
Changes,
like,
will be made.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, yeah, we like that. We like that. But
to the trees.
Shout out to him, bro. Some more things we like in the SEC. Shout out to the Tigers, you know what I'm saying? We got a dub.
I got a dub.
Big
Georgia
dub.
State. I mean,
big dub.
This
Georgia
is one of them games
came.
That
y'all played.
We paid them. It's one of them games.
To compete,
this
is one
of paid stat games.
Yeah. Okay,
exactly. Y'all did what y'all was supposed to.
Paid
exactly.
To pad the stats.
I don't know about them. I don't know about them.
No, we definitely didn't.
The War Eagles or the Tigers. I don't know about them.
We definitely did.
And they confusion. But yeah, we got it done over here. My boy JD
6-0 at home, bro. Like, that's, I ain't gonna lie to you, fool.
6-0. That's 6 in. That's touchdowns in. Okay, yeah.
That's 6-0 at home.
Okay,
at home
up there. No, yeah. My boy JD did go crazy, bro.
Went nuts.
Doing it again, bro.
6 touchdowns?
Eight touchdowns. Yeah. 8 touchdowns on the night. That's 6 passing.
Oh, yeah. Two rushing. Another 100 yards.
For almost another 100 yards, bro. He's going crazy.
So can we go ahead and put it out there? Can we just give him the Heisman now?
I don't understand what
anybody else
is
even. There's nobody else that's even close to doing what he's doing.
Why is he not on everybody's favorite? Like, why are these other guys getting these nods?
Yeah, like, it's not even...
I understand, okay, the losses. I understand, but come on now, bro.
The numbers. Look at what he's...
Y'all was saying even outside, like, shit, losses don't even matter because
niggas
the Heisman.
Won the Heisman with losses.
Yeah.
Multiple losses.
No,
so...
JD is definitely like... He got another 8 tutties and
right.
400 yards. Yeah,
that
bro,
nobody's doing, bro. Come on now. Come on,
the guy in Washington.
Did he have another long touchdown run? Did he go for 85 again?
I don't think he had another long touchdown run. But he had his long was 29.
Was
it wasn't crazy.
Yeah, he was just efficient.
So
on
this
runs.
So this stat, bro, I thought was real interesting, bro.
What's up?
So explosive plays for offense is like 20 yards or more.
Yeah, 20 plus yards. Yeah,
20 yards or more.
Okay.
So they track this stat for teams. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels has 80. What is it? 82. Right now on the season?
By himself?
By himself. And the team that's in second place is USC, and they have 82.
For the whole team?
For the whole team.
And he got 82 by himself.
And he got 82 by himself.
Give him the Heisman.
Come on, bro. Look, Faye, click the other tweet. Click the, that one. Look at that. This was before last week's game. And look at the numbers. Scroll down. You can see where Bo Nix Caleb Williams.
Yeah, and even Penix. Yeah. It's not even
close,
bro.
Explosive plays, bro. Come on,
but he's 20?
That was before the eight touchdowns.
Shit.
Okay, come on, bro.
There ain't no conversation.
What is
me.
The conversation it's, about?
There isn't one. Yeah, bro. There isn't one.
Like I told you outside,
the
JC,
I see
why you've been frustrated with the defense and the team, because it's you doing numbers like that on offense, bro.
You doing what you're supposed to do.
If y'all have just an average LSU defense, just an average year for LSU defense, bro. Y'all at least maybe one loss.
If you look at the stats, bro, what he's doing, and the only other quarterback for LSU history to do what he's doing in the same
is Joe Burrow. Yeah. And what we do that year?
Run the table.
Yeah. Bro, come on now. Like, if we ain't had quarterbacks of this caliber, you know what I'm saying, a lot. And to have two of them in the past, you know, 5 years for a program type shit, like, that's unheard of. So it's like, bro, we know what we got.
Yeah.
We know what we got.
Yeah. And y'all are built on defense, so I know that's tough.
And then to add on top of what he's doing, he got two Biletnikoff finalists playing receiver for him.
Really?
And Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers. 11-8, bro. Both of them are finalists for the best receiver in college football award.
And he's somebody got to
give him the ball.
So yeah. Somebody so how has he not won a Heisman yet?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
How has he not won a Heisman yet?
Wow.
So he got two of his receivers are on the Biletnikoff award.
The finals over there, like finals.
Marvin Harrison.
It's probably them two. Marvin Harrison. I mean, I don't know the rest of the
list.
I don't
really know who else is.
I know it's, you know, some great receivers out there.
What about the kid from Florida State? Florida State on there?
Probably so. They probably on that list too. Yep. Okay, Brock Bowers.
Yeah, well, he's a tight end. Well, I guess it's just receiver.
Right. Luther Burden from Missouri. Yep, Florida State. The receiver from Oregon, Troy Frank.
Yeah, Keon Coleman, what you talking about? Yeah.
Xavier Leggett. Is that how you say that? South Carolina.
South Kekalaki.
Okay. So that's a
nice little group.
That's a nice list. Rome, Old Dunes. Is that how you say that? I tried. I did my best.
Hey, baby, listen, you got it. Fool.
But to have two on there, bro, Malik Washington, that's a
both
nice list.
Both of yours there. That's both of yours there.
So it's like, I don't know.
That's what
the conversation. I don't know, bro. It's a lot of, you know.
So what is the conversation right now, Faye?
Like, bro, they just don't like the losses. That's what they are.
What are the comments? I mean, I'm talking about, so like four picks right now for the Heisman.
As of this recording right now, he is currently the co-favorite to win the Heisman.
Okay. That's crazy because
to be co-favorite with
who?
And you got better numbers. You got better numbers then.
I'm going stupid. He just going crazy.
Bo Nix. Like,
he's got better numbers than Bo Nix.
Yeah.
They have the same passing yards, right?
Yeah.
But JD got a whole nother category.
He's a 1,000-yard rusher too. Like,
with 10 more touchdowns.
He's winning. He's winning then.
So like,
he's winning this then.
Their passing numbers are almost identical. I don't know if I put it in the group chat.
I saw the one I showed you.
Yeah. So but passing numbers are damn near identical, right? Yeah. But the other thing that JD brings to the table is not even close.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's a running back.
Right.
He's got running back stats.
Right. Yeah.
It is true. And that boy is efficient now.
Like,
efficient. Getting it done.
Like, he's honestly now. Yep. Best player in college football right now, Mike. I mean,
shout out to the Tigers.
I'm not mad at that right now. No, yeah. He's, to me, yeah.
And especially the competition, you know, doing it in the SEC.
Okay, this is, my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. This was another stat that I saw on the LSU Twitter page that they reposted for somebody that, you know, people are arguing the Michael Penix and this and that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what he's doing against, like, a, you know, strength of schedule is like 15. And ours is number one.
Yeah.
Right. So it's number
important.
One. No question.
It's important.
No question now.
Going
no
more
question.
Crazy against a harder schedule? Like,
yeah.
Come on now.
I'm playing football every week.
Right.
Yeah. Nah. I'm with you there.
Yeah. Washington is at 13.
Their strength of schedule
like
is up top.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he doing numbers like that? Yeah. Yeah. Give him the Heisman now.
Come on now, baby. They got the toughest schedule. Wow.
Come on now, baby.
Yeah,
give him a heat.
Shout out to them Tigers, baby. Yeah, bro, shout out to them Tigers.
Shout out to JD, man. Mm-hmm. Keep balling, young fella.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Mo in the college football world.
Keep balling, young fella.
Some tough news. All right, I hate to end on a bad note, but the Florida State quarterback, Jordan Travis.
Yeah. I hate it, man.
Has to announce the end of his career at Florida State following a leg injury.
Yeah, it was gruesome. I saw it. It's just, again, like I said, bro, it was a long weekend for me, bro, because, you know, I've been looking at Florida State,
right.
Because of Coach Norvell,
you got their colors on right now, so you...
Shit, man. That was a plan. But anyway, I've been pulling for them. Like, I think they was number four. I think they are number four, and I don't want to see it again, though. Shit. I want to see it again. But, you know, I thought they had like a legit chance to make something happen. And like, you know,
they was undefeated. They're going to be the playoff.
He's actually a really good player.
Yeah, bro. He
smart
baller.
Player, make his
baller.
Next
he
play,
got a big playmaker.
You know, down the stretch, he got, you know what I'm saying? He got
a big time receiver. Got a Coleman out there. He got a receiver
composed,
out there.
Composed, all that. So it's like, you hate to see this happen. And I guess they over in the polls, they, you know, move these rest of these teams past them just because, like, you know, it's hard to see a team that's been winning all year with a quarterback who's been having success like he is.
Exactly.
And then to be like, well, damn, we can't expect them to be the same team without him.
Exactly. You got to make some moves.
Right.
You got to make some moves.
Yeah, that's tough. Hey, man, get healthy, youngin.
Get healthy.
Shout out to
Coach Novell, though, bro. He did it. Hey, yo.
Get healthy,
he done put together a great
he
season.
He done put together a great season out on Florida State, man. I
hate seeing that.
Proud to see him, dude.
Yeah, hate seeing that.
Let me ask you guys about the how they fell in the polls. I know Florida State struggled a little bit with their opponent. They had one of those bye, give me a win games that Auburn struggled to put away. But they haven't lost yet, so they still dropped. And that would put them, obviously, outside the top four, which is outside of the playoffs. Do you guys feel like that's fair, that without taking an L, that they fall outside of that kind of playoff bubble?
Because of what we just talked about.
Right. Like,
they know he's not going to be there, so that's a knock against... I don't think it's fair, but that's just what it without him being there. I mean, but who do you bump them ahead of? Like, because everybody else is undefeated up there. Like, who do you pump?
So
who do you put Florida State past?
So I saw this that Ohio State actually moved up, and Washington I think fell down. But it's like, you know, it's the same situation.
It's still top four. Right?
So Washington was five, and Florida State was four.
Oh, okay, they flipped. Okay, well, yeah. But Ohio State did move up, though, right?
What are they, number two?
Yeah,
now?
Ohio State moved up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
so it's just like, you know, depending on how the media and then the analysts, you know, in their discussions, depending on how they feel, like, they just move teams which and where, and it don't necessarily give you, like, the best indicator of, like, what that team actually is.
Right. And it's tough because you got five teams undefeated. Like, that's... I feel like everybody's going to have an argument to be in the top.
I think those top teams
being undefeated. You know what I'm saying?
I can see how it happened, though. Like, just from, like, a money standpoint, yo, y'all big dog not going to be there.
The injury is hurting them.
I ain't trying to have you up there now. But
they could be like some business there.
But at the same time, like, look at Ohio State. When they had, you know, well, I guess it wasn't. Like, at this same time going... Well, I don't know. Did it happen around the time of the playoffs where one of the players got hurt and then another quarterback came in
It was Cardale Jones.
Yeah, Cardale Jones. So, it's like...
Because was that when TJ Barrett got hurt and Cardale had to come in?
Yeah, so it's like... I mean, it had been situations where the backup has come in and balled.
I feel like Cardale was that guy. Yeah, I feel like he...
And then didn't Alabama do the same thing?
Yeah, with Tua and Jalen.
Yeah, with Tua and Jalen. So it's like,
but like Jalen was,
but Jalen was
too,
starting
though.
But Jalen was already.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they.
I feel like it's different.
Yeah.
I feel like those two to me, I feel like it's just a little bit different because I feel like Cardale Jones, if I'm not mistaken, he wasn't no scrub.
I'm not saying he was a scrub because
or
the
not
backup,
scrub, but like I'm saying, like he was the backup, the next man up.
But the backup for Florida State.
Is he supposed to be legit?
He's been experienced. He has won games.
I wasn't sure about this. He won games last year,
and you know what I'm saying? So it's like he didn't play.
And they still knocked him down like that? Yeah, that's crazy, yeah.
So he didn't diss? He didn't diss.
I guess they're going to see what they do. You know, ACC championship too. They still got to.
That's true.
So like I said, it's going to be interesting, bro. You got so many of those top
five undefeated.
Some
games, yeah.
Because Ohio State and Michigan still got to play. So one of them going to lose. So whoever loses, that's probably going to drop. Be the one that drops out.
Do you think that? I ain't gonna lie to you, I feel like it's been like a very old argument too. Like whenever you got two SECs or two teams in the same conference in the top four, and if my only loss is to the number one team,
yeah, there's no argument. SEC team should go. No argument, no conversation.
Wait, what you saying?
What I'm saying is a top one loss SEC team. Is what you're saying?
No, I'm just saying just in general. If you get... Well, yes, yeah, even that. Like, so if Michigan is one, Ohio State is two, right? And Ohio State beat Michigan.
Yeah.
Should Michigan just be two?
No.
They got to go to like five or six.
But I lost to the number one, though. I lost to the guy that's number one.
That's just the way it works.
It is the way it works.
That's crazy to me, though.
That's the way it works.
Okay.
Look, you see them points right there? Yeah. Nobody outside of the committee know what the fuck that means.
Yep.
I couldn't even tell you.
Like King, like bro.
What's the point system? What's the point scale? What's the system? Where's show the scale?
Do I get a win? I get 10 points.
Yeah. But, what's the scale? What's the scale?
Do I get more points for style? Yeah. Like, oh, we won, but we lost our quarterback. Well, damn, y'all get the points for the win, but then y'all lose 40 points.
What's the point scale? Superstar.
Yeah. Like, what the hell going on?
Where's the point scale? I thought he was about to tell us, like, what they meant. He said, bro, nobody knows.
Outside the committee, nobody knows.
We don't know. We win games and look at the playbook, bro.
What's the point system? What's the scale of the system?
Bro, we worried about targeting. They talk about points, man. What the hell going on?
Oh, that was funny, son. That made me laugh. I wasn't expecting that.
I think whoever loses that Michigan Ohio State game, they're gonna
have to get out of there.
They're gonna be out of there.
They're gonna have to get out of
there. That's so unfair.
They're gonna have to get out of there.
I think that's crazy.
It be like that, bro.
It is what it is.
It be like that, sweet. It shouldn't be like that, but you know.
I lost to the best nigga, bro. Y'all gonna kick me out? Me?
You what it is.
Hey, well, when the 12-team playoff starts, you know, teams will have more wiggle room to have a loss here or there, you know.
Shit, we go.
That's true.
12 teams.
And there's still going to be somebody crying about
getting
left out.
Scroll down a little bit.
Right. Look at the top 12.
We were on the bubble. We'll be in that bitch.
Oh, for sure.
We a 12-team playoff this year?
For sure.
LSU.
Went out. Y'all
I'm taking my money, man.
Ole Miss 9-2.
I'm taking my money. I'm taking my money on LSU.
Missouri's 9-2, too?
Yeah, Missouri, bro, we got some teams up there. SEC versus everybody else type shit. Six SEC teams, right? The other six teams,
right? When it goes to 12 teams, but SEC teams left in last five, you know, last six. They still gonna be mad.
Yep, definitely mad.
Because it's gonna happen.
They can't have five teams in the playoff, man. Right, and they gotta give somebody else a chance.
And that semifinal round when there's nothing but all four SEC teams left.
Yeah.
We gave y'all a chance. We gave y'all 12, but y'all still couldn't.
Look, Alabama still
ain't nobody but us.
Alabama gonna be playing Michigan. Georgia gonna be playing Washington.
Get out of here.
Who else? Missouri gonna be playing Florida State. And then one other game. Like, come on now.
Florida State beat Missouri, though.
Up out of there.
I mean, you never know.
Up out of there.
You never know, sweet. The points might look different, but the points don't give you a real chance.
And they still can't get it done. We give you a chance and they're still gonna be down the SEC team level. Because the more SEC teams you let in, the higher the chance is gonna be done but SEC teams level. Even the ones that don't go to Atlanta, even the teams that like you got Missouri and like even LSU, like Ole Miss this year, they got 9-10 wins, you know, only lost one or two games.
They could get a bid for
that. They missed going to Atlanta by one or two games. They get in the playoff. Don't think these teams, just because they won all these other conferences, is going to come in and beat. You're going to look up. Like I said, it's going to happen, bro. I cannot wait. It's going to happen where it's going to be 1 year. They're going to start with 12, and it's going to be six SEC teams left.
We back to ourselves.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm going to love it, bro.
Trying to tell you.
Because that's what's going to happen. That's exactly what's going to happen, bro. Right. And I'm here for it. After these messages, we'll be right back.
Prize Picks is a skill-based fantasy game. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch. This includes the big sports, NFL, NBA, MLB, all the way down to, you know, maybe some more unique sports like tennis, the MMA, the boxing, disc golf. We got Euro basketball, cricket, and many more. We're thrilled to introduce a special promotion featuring Christian McCaffrey for the Thanksgiving games.
Okay.
Christian McCaffrey just needs to gain 1 yard receiving or rushing for a win. And you can combine this pick with any of your other picks to take advantage of this offer all the way up until 8:20 p.m. Eastern on November 23rd.
Get him in quick.
1 yard?
At Prize Picks, he just needs the one yard.
I'm pretty sure he's gonna make that happen.
I'm sure he's gonna do that. He's one of the big guys.
He's gonna gain a yard.
So at Prize Picks, you aren't competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections that are available. Prize Pick entries can be made in 60 seconds or less, and it's that easy. And we're gonna show y'all how to do it right here, right now. We're gonna let y'all go first since y'all took the little L.
We're gonna start from the bottom. King is 2-0.
Undefeated, baby.
I was one of one. And Faye and JC, y'all just got to do better.
We do got to do better. We let y'all go first, though. Well, actually, Faye, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to go first. With my first pick, I'm going TJ Hockenson. The Vikings are playing the Bears, and he's listed at 55.5 receiving yards, and I'm going with more.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think T.J. Hockenson's been balling, and I think he's going to keep doing his thing. My second pick, I'm going Travis Etienne. Jacksonville running back, of course, he's listed at 64.5 rushing yards against the Texans. And I just, I'm going less than that. I just feel like the Texans, you know, I feel like C.J. Stroud's been balling. They're going to put up a bunch of points. The running game is probably going to, they're going to have to go through the air a little bit more. So
okay.
That's why I'm going less much. I see you. I see Travis.
Not a bad pick. Not
I
a bad
like
pick.
Those. What's up, JC?
All right. Yeah. On to my picks. We're going first to pass yards. Starting with the QBs.
Okay.
I got your boy Bryce Young. Young boy out there. We talked about it a little earlier, man. But he having a struggling right now. Rookie season.
It's tough right now.
Tennessee. They playing Tennessee. They got listed at 202.5 yards. I'm going to go less. Just the Tennessee defense as we know it. Big Jeff, he gonna be doing some things down there, and yeah,
for sure.
He gonna make it definitely hard for him to be productive.
For sure, I ain't mad at that pick.
So less right there, and then my next pick, receiving yards, going over to the Houston game playing Jacksonville, taking Tank Dell, 62.5. I'm taking more. All right, they gonna need a big game out of him. Mm-hmm. They do have their quarterback. He's doing some things out there, man, making some wins. So I feel like that's one of his big targets, man. Big play guy right there. I feel like that's a good pick right there. I'm going more.
Okay, that's solid. Solid.
Yeah.
I'm staying on the ground this go round. So I got Derrick Henry, and he'll score a touchdown against
anytime score. Okay,
the Panthers. I mean, look, King gonna get one for sure. King gonna get one. King here.
He struggling Panthers team.
For sure. He's got to get to the end zone, man. I think, you know, this is the game to do it. Next, I got Saquon Barkley. They're playing New England. He's listed at 75.5 yards. I think he'll do more yards against the Patriots this weekend.
All right.
I think he can get him against them.
Okay,
sure.
So I'm up. First one, we're gonna go Cleveland with Njoku. Tight end.
Interesting pick here.
Interesting pick.
He's at 35.5 receiving yards. I'm going to take more.
Tell us why, King.
We're taking more. With the backup quarterback, you know, shout out to Deshaun Watson. Get healthy with your shoulder. DTR coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Backup quarterback's best friend is a tight end. Tight end check down.
All right.
Number two quarterback. Closest receiver to you is a running back or a tight end. Got a backup quarterback in the game. Good defense.
All right.
Tight end should be your best friend.
That's a solid pick.
All right.
35.5 more.
Okay.
Tight end. Then we're going to go to passing yards. Going back down to Houston. Hopefully my dog will look out for JC with this pick too. We're going to take CJ Stroud.
Thanks.
273.5. We're going to go with more.
That's a lot of yards, boy.
He's been doing that.
He has to do that to win.
That's how they win the game.
Has to do that. Mm. If he don't do that,
they're not going
to
win the game.
They ain't going to win. You're right.
That's what it's looking like.
He's got to look for Tank Dell. So hopefully, you know, JC,
exactly. We're going to work it together.
We got this one. So we're going to take that with the more.
Okay. Facts. Solid picks, man.
All right.
Okay. All first-time users that deposit and use the code RAWROOM will receive 100% instant deposit matched up to $100. If you deposit $100, PrizePicks will give you $100. If you deposit $50, they'll give you $50. If you deposit $200, they're going to give you
$100.
$100. You're going to bug the system here. So PrizePicks is currently operational in 31 states, including Washington, D.C. and Canada, not Ontario, though. California, Florida, Texas, Georgia, and over 70% of the U.S. So download PrizePicks, man. Check it out. Play with us.
Pick them.
All right, bet.
Hold on. Damn, hold up. Fire.
Damn, you got two burritos?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Big Bakery at his fucking finest. I got this man some healthy snacks, and he got two burritos.
He had one.
Bro,
he didn't that open bitch the box. In the holster. He didn't open the box.
The cookies are dessert.
He had a burrito.
Our cookies not dessert.
That's fair.
I feel you. But I didn't know you was going
to
be.
Bro, I'm going to get to the house and eat these with some milk. That's what I'm going to
do. I didn't know.
Everybody saving it for later.
I didn't know he was eating twice, bro. I didn't know he was had a double meal. Yeah. But that's what they do. Big backs. All right. We're going to get the bad beats out of the way early. All right. Oh my God, bro.
To the Steelers. Mm.
I just want to talk about fun stuff. Let's just talk about.
Oh, so you don't want to talk about it?
Nah.
You don't want to talk about
it? Sweet been hurt.
Nah.
Bro.
You just don't move on.
Let's just look at Miles Garrett.
The rec league in Memphis was too much, huh? You can't add the Steelers onto that.
Damn. Shots.
I tweeted last week. I was like, all right, yo, like our next couple of weeks, we had the Bengals and we had the Browns.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow went down, Deshaun went down.
Yeah.
I said, okay.
Got a chance.
And we still find a way to fuck that shit up.
What happened, sweet? What? I know you watched it.
So let's talk about some fun shit, fool. Miles Garrett picked up his helmet again. I thought it was hilarious. Everybody got nervous. Niggas freaked out.
Of course.
Everybody was scared.
Nigga, he committed assault.
Buddy walked up to him and was like,
oh,
wait
a minute.
Let me get that helmet from you, big dog.
He was finna let it go, huh?
Hey. But what's crazy is that man picked it up so nicely. Like, he wouldn't even on no shit.
Wasn't even
he was
doing
like,
yo, shit.
He did it on purpose. Like,
he did it on purpose, fucking with us, bro. But nah, it's just interesting. I think us, the Jets, like we just feeling up trying to figure out quarterback situation, yo. I mean, that's what's really kind of hurting us. We're not really, you know.
About thought Pickett, they ain't pick. Is Pickett not?
I thought
not
he was really holding. Sure. I thought he was no, holding
we
it
not,
down.
We're not really sure, bro.
He
that man like a seesaw.
Oh shit.
I can see so we're not really sure what.
You just gotta get the ball out to the Pickens. Pickens. I mean, Pickens is down there somewhere.
What is funny? I would say this right here.
He down there.
I would say this right here. We kept on feeding Najee. What's the other running back name? I don't know his name, but he was eating.
Yeah, the little counter. Yeah,
he was eating, yeah. But we weren't giving him the ball. Jalen Warren, he was eating. Now he was eating. He was doing like he was at least moving. You know what I'm saying?
He's a good one too, to Najee. That's a good counter. That's a good one too.
Yeah, but like I feel like yo. Here, bro. Like right now, Najee, you not moving. So,
hey, Najee, hold on.
Let him cook. Let's just see. We got shit to
do. Yeah, shit. 9 carries for once. Yeah, shit.
Bro, he was doing. I feel like he was doing.
How many more carries?
He had a 74-yard run, but still, like eight carries for you know whatever the other. It's still pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, how much more you want him to do? Sweet. He had 9 for 129.
He said.
Give him the ball.
But look, sweet. You got to look at it though. Like your number one back, and that's your 1-2 punch. I mean, shit. 12 to 9 carries. That's an even how split. It works. That's how the split's supposed to go. Yeah.
Okay, so like you can't adjust the split if somebody is like getting off. Like I'm asking now. So now I mean, don't know. Let's say if you make an adjustment, all right. You know what?
My young nigga getting off.
He getting off.
Well, listen. I mean, you gotta look at like the team that you playing and what's working type shit. But
and
then,
the situation
like,
of the game too. Like maybe you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
it's different. It's situation.
It probably more than go into it just in like, oh yeah. Well, shit, he getting the yards. I mean, I don't know.
What is it, King? Could you be up there with him? Go ahead.
To Alex's defense, I'm looking at these stats here. Najee Harris, he had a 17-yard carry, which was half his yards. So that means on the rest of his 11 carries,
when he come in the game, he only had 17 yards. As a number one running back, as a number one running back, when you come in the game, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get the ball, so team's going to stack the box.
Right.
Which is why Warren got off, because when he came in, they probably thought it was going to be more likely a pass. So, you know, you slick slide him. I mean, like I said, I don't think there was much more they could have done with Warren for them to win the game. Sweet. I mean, they lost by a field goal in the last play. I don't think there was much more. How much more could Warren have done? I mean, I don't think. What do you think? Giving him 3 more carries would have made a difference?
Maybe. Look at the situation. Touchdown. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just saying. Who knows?
That's why the game ain't played.
Maybe if that would have happened, maybe we would have lost. Well,
that's what happened, and that's why they played the game.
That's why you ain't a coach. That's basically what he's saying, man.
But anyway, I don't really see, sweet. I don't see how much more. What more you want the man to do?
Hey, he did what he could, I guess.
Yeah.
He did what he could, is what I'm saying.
So that's what I'm saying.
So you think if they gave him the ball, what, 4 or 5
that's
more
what,
times?
That's what I said.
They would
have
won the game.
Nah.
We don't know. I mean, he cooking.
Well,
at least let's move the ball.
I don't know.
Anyway. Hindsight, you being Monday morning quarterback, sweet. That's easy after the fact.
Yeah.
To go back and say that.
Okay. Well, okay. So moving on to another loss that I guess, you know, we got to kind of cover a little bit. The Titans.
I mean,
Titans lost again.
They don't care, bro.
The Titans lost again. They do care. We said that. They care. And then they commented care. And said, yeah, we care.
They definitely care.
We care.
It means something.
It do. And they hurting. Check on your people, man.
Hey, shout out to Big Jeff with the big man touchdown.
Yeah. Shout out to them for the big six. We like a little big six. Yeah,
big back six.
You feel me? Big back
six. Like a little big six.
Oh, man.
Showed out the big soft hands.
Oh, yeah, right there. Oh, he hit a gritty too?
Did he?
Hold on.
Let's see. Let's
great
see.
Big dog. Good motion. Ugh.
Oh, yeah. With look the misdirection.
Look it all the way in.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. He held on to the ball. Definitely got in.
Hey. Okay. It was quick. And a spike. Yeah, big boy spike. Got to. Yeah. As a big man, you got it. Like, you can dance and celebrate, but you got to have a big boy spike. You got it. I feel like that's a requirement.
You got to catch
it. Yeah,
definitely got to. We like that. Shout out to Jeff, man. But, damn.
Big fella. Yeah, Titans.
Check on your Titans fans, man.
And I feel bad for him because you score, you know, big man, you get a touchdown, but then you get dump like that. Like, you can't even
really. It's overshadowed.
You can't even, like, you score, but it's like, damn, I scored for nothing.
Right.
Y'all could have saved that for score for nothing.
All right. So,
Jazz looking good, too, fool.
Well, they won the division last year.
Yeah. They doing their thing. They doing what they supposed to do.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence is
doing what he's supposed to do, bro. He holding it down.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence is Trevor Lawrence. Like, he's Trevor Lawrence and like he's supposed to. And then.
But somebody that's not holding it down or people perceive, Cole Brandon Staley.
Okay.
For the Chargers. Ooh, mm-hmm. They on the man him. Back right now.
They was on him.
Because it's not looking good. And
what was the comment he made? Like he was saying that he didn't, like he said he'll start calling the defense or something like
no,
that.
No, no, I get into it, but so they
my fault.
No, you good. They have lost. They have lost seven straight by 3 points or less.
That's stress.
So that's like a field goal, one possession.
The organization is cursed. It was like that my last year, bro. We lost, I want to say six games by one possession in 1 year. It's like six or seven by one. It wasn't 3 years.
Wasn't
like
even it was
by
a touchdown.
One possession. Yeah, it was okay. Touchdown, 8 points or less.
But y'all less up than by touchdown. A lot of points.
We will be leading. Yeah, we
like they've been leading.
Yeah, bro,
like,
we'd be up going into the fourth quarter and then lose the game in the fourth quarter. But like that's what I say. I don't know if that's an organizational thing, but that's tough. Like. That's
and
tough,
so,
bro.
The interview, mm-hmm. I guess the man was asking about the struggles on defense and this and that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everybody on his back because he's a defensive coach. And the defense is, I guess, what's been losing him these games.
Mm-hmm.
He said, can you stop asking that question? I'm going to be calling the defense, okay? So we're clear. You don't have to ask that again. Now, he definitely snapped that, buddy.
He was in his feelings.
He was definitely in his feelings. He alluded to, like, bro, everybody, we ain't all executing this and that. Like, you know, I'm calling defense. We putting in the work and this and that. Oh, he said, I'm not talking to the fan base. I'm here to talk to the players in the locker room. You guys act like we never played good defense. That's not the truth. You act like we haven't made any improvements. And then he start talking about execution and this and that and guys dropping balls. And
I feel like coaches should just know.
No,
like,
you know what?
Right. You got to take accountability.
Yeah, but
like,
you know what?
He did, say on the mic.
But he
but
did.
You know why?
He did take it. So he says, stop making it about one unit because that's not what happened. Our team lost and I'm fully responsible for it and I take full responsibility.
Right. Right. Well, I rock
but we lost as a team and that's the storyline because they trying to pick out this and that. But... Right.
No, that seat a little hot. That's why he snapped for a little bit because he on a hot seat.
And that's why I had this question in there. So I'm like, bro, because a lot of people think it's coach. A lot of people think it's coach, but some people like shit. Well, I mean, Justin Herbert, he put up numbers, but he don't be clutch when it comes to the, you know, the fourth quarter moments like that. He don't, you know, get it done type shit. I mean, I ain't saying he didn't put his team in a position this past week because we saw Buddy drop the pass.
You saw that when it passed off
the
shit?
Which would have been a big play, damn near touchdown. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, people criticize him. So I'm like, damn, which one's the real issue here? Or is
I mean, again, like I said, there's you can't put it on one thing.
Right.
It's obviously a combination of things.
Facts.
Of like your Herbert not being clutch, you know, you got guys dropping balls and you got the defense not, you know, him being a head coach, being a defensive, you know, getting the head coaching job from being a defensive guy. Like,
right.
It's like, they said, it's not all, I mean, it sounds like it's everybody.
Mm-hmm. Nah, yeah, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
It sounds like it's everybody. It's the whole team.
It's crazy that it's happening to this team because, like, y'all have already had a Hall of Fame, you know, caliber quarterback to do the same type the stuff, same be putting situation. Up numbers, and then like you know the weakness be like turnovers or can't you know capitalize in the big moments and stuff like that.
It's an organizational curse, bro. That's what I say because it's the same thing keeps happening.
That's what I said. So it's like man, like damn,
is it like what it was really going on? Like what really is it like?
Where does that come from in y'all's opinion?
I mean, I don't,
does it come from the top? Does it come from, like, is it just players executing?
I played 4 years out there, bro. I've been keeping up with him. I had a couple of the homies to play for him. Like, I don't know. There's nothing to...
No rhyme
there's nothing
reason.
You can look at and be like, it's because of that. It's just what's been happening. Like, right.
You know what's crazy, bro? I feel that... I'm not going to change the subject completely, but to your point about, like, a team having a curse, I feel the same way about the Clippers. I feel like the Clippers would just never... Like, something that... If it can go wrong, it will go wrong with the Clippers organization because of that shit that happened back then. I feel like they're just cursed. Yeah. Maybe just it's like it's some LA shit. Maybe some subtle LA shit, bro.
But yeah, right, to your point, like it's certain teams that ain't win shit. I mean, shit. Yeah. The Chargers, they have not won a Super Bowl yet. So
Clippers have not won a championship. And I just think certain teams they just cursed like that, bro.
Well, they're not going to right now.
And they only been to one. It's tough.
It's crazy.
Oldest franchise. Hold on, wait. What? Oh, the Clippers? What is this?
Oldest franchise in North American professional sports to have never played in it. Damn, to never even make it to the finals.
Never.
That's some tough. Teams just never. Not built to win.
Like that Blake Griffin team, that was supposed to be the one. Steph Curry.
No. Lob City wasn't tough enough.
Definitely not.
I think that was definitely tough enough. That was for sure. I think it just didn't click. It
but let me...
They were tough enough, bro. Lob City was fun. It was fun to watch.
It was fun. So, I can't tough enough, but we can talk.
Yeah, we gonna get to. I guess we got a little bit of. Do we have basketball here?
It ain't basketball time anyway.
But so
is all pro?
No, that's all we got in.
It's all pro. I did want to big up CJ real quick. Since
I was finna go to the game.
Oh, okay, yeah,
Going to a team that we've been watching that's winning. CJ Stroud still doing his thing. Finding a way for his team to win.
That's all that matters.
He had a rough game.
Three picks
is tough. I saw a little breakdown somebody had, and they said, you know, one of them, he probably just wasn't reading the defense right because Buddy was already didn't see him through it right. But, you know, shit, like.
Bounce back strong.
Right, bounce back strong, bro. That touchdown he threw to Tank.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a crazy ass play.
Tank been eating too.
That was a crazy ass play, bro.
Tankman eating too.
CJ said, it's like Steph Curry, bro. I ain't gonna stop shooting.
I'm gonna keep
keep shooting.
That's the mentality that's you want,
shooter,
bro. For your
shooter, shoot.
Shooter, go and shoot.
And he's a gunslinger. I said, he gunslinger. Quarterback, right. Gunslinger. That's what you, I mean.
Yeah.
As an offensive player, I love hearing that from my quarterback.
Bro, a young star, bro. That's the mentality that you want your young superstar to have, bro. He got to have that. Oh shit! Well, I'm finna get off, bro. Yeah. I don't care what y'all trying to say.
Yeah,
I got to do what I got to do. Especially him being the quarterback.
Short memory, right back. I'll do better next time. Let's do it. Come on, let's keep going. Right.
They asked y'all this earlier, so about like the picks and like the Panthers picking up Bryce, and they was asking earlier about was it a quote unquote the wrong pick?
Nah, I mean it ain't the wrong pick because every situation be different and every guy be different for each situation. So you know him CJ in Carolina might not be the same CJ right now, bro.
Look at Faber, he's sad as hell.
Because look, they are different players, different, you know, Bills quarterback, different. They, you know what I'm saying, they good at different shit. They react to shit different. So it's like they not gonna. You can't say he having the same success that he's having right now in Carolina that, you know what I'm saying, if he was on that team. Or if Bryce would have went to the Texans, he would be doing what he's doing. You can't say that either. It's tough. But, I mean, look, my man's is balling right now. To be a rookie and second, you know, 76 yards away from leading the league in the
MVP race. Put him in the MVP race, not just rookie of the year, MVP.
To be second, bro. Not 80 yards
MVP,
away, bro.
MVP and rookie of the year. Got to now. Got to put him in it.
Who's in the race right now? I'm actually curious about that.
For MVP? Him?
Him?
He's a front runner.
Him? He up there,
him? I'd probably put him. Of course. Maybe AJ. I mean, I guess you either put Tua or Tyreek in there.
Holmes, Hurts.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he
Jalen.
We gonna see, but the boy CJ getting it done, man. Shout out to him.
I feel like when you're taking a quarterback that high like that, like you said, it's a swing and a miss. Like you really, you're taking a big drafting a quarterback in the top 10 is taking a big gamble because you just don't know.
Don't know.
You honestly do not know.
You really don't.
Okay. Until they get there. So it's like them saying Bryce Young is the wrong. I can't say it's the wrong pick.
Yeah.
Right. Because you just don't know. Like I said, it's not where the situation. Like I said, it's working out with CJ Stroud. So if Bryce Young had been doing what CJ Stroud is doing, and CJ had been doing what Bryce has done, they'd be saying the same thing about CJ right now. Yeah. Right. What they're saying about CJ, they'd be saying about Bryce. Flip flop. It'd be the exact same situation. So you just don't. You don't know until it happens.
Right. I feel like if both of them was like doing just you really want to hear
you wouldn't even, comparison. They wouldn't even be talking about it.
The fact that CJ is balling is like, shit. Like,
But he's not just ball. He's not like, he's one of the best. He's playing as one of the best quarterbacks in the league, like overall, not just rookies. Like,
facts.
Go ahead, Faye.
There is another added element to it from the Panthers' perspective in that it's reported that Frank Reich and the coaching staff preferred CJ Stroud to be the pick and ownership.
Controversy.
They wanted Bryce
ownership.
Young.
That, so, and that's
controversy,
and that's exactly how it works. When boss man want a player,
controversy.
Boss man gets the player.
That's nasty.
Controversy.
Yeah. Okay. When the owner, that's the one thing. Like because that's a boss. That's when the boss gets who the boss wants. Like the coaches can sit down and have all the evaluation, do everything they want. When it comes to that, when you picking that like that. If the owner wants to have last say so,
right,
they step in and they will. And that sounds like that's what happened.
And if you're not getting on their page, they're gonna find somebody that will.
Right. With the quickness. They'll pay you your money to
get on about it.
Get out of here.
Get on up out of there.
No, right. I feel that.
It's a crazy world, bro.
Well, like we said, the first pick is a toss up. Mm. Zach Wilson.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. My dog got benched.
Yeah, benched, bro.
He was not having a good game.
It's about time.
He was not having a good game.
I feel like they know enough now. And then what's the name? So to devil's advocate, I'll say Becton did get hurt. They lost their best lineman got hurt.
Okay.
Okay.
He got hurt early.
So he lost his help.
Okay.
Right. He lost his blind side. So, I mean,
so he was running scared.
I'm not saying he wasn't going to be scared, but, you know, even if Becton had stayed, but you know, they've had a lot of hurt. But, yeah, I feel like Zach is showing up to know that he's not the guy. Like, it's not.
Damn.
They went all in for Aaron this year. A-Rod.
Yeah.
Brought in Hackett. Like, they went all in. Like, the defense solidified the defense because they thought Aaron.
He wasn't supposed to be the guy. No. But at the same time, he is one of he's second pick in
his draft. He was a high pick.
So, yeah, bro, that should be blowing my mind, bro. I'd be like, these quarterbacks that, you know, throughout the course of a college football season, they might be doing some, you know, good things in their own right, but like, in the media, you don't necessarily hear about them at all until the season's over with and they start the recruiting and shit, and then you hear about this random quarterback, and then they draft him high, and then for the next 6 years in the NFL, they talk about how shitty he is.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, bro, like, I feel like this is like
what are we doing?
A few high quarterback picks is, because once,
that's been a bust. It's been a lot of them, sweet. It's been more bust than successes.
More bust.
But that's the thing. People don't realize, because now everybody's starting to, all the social media and everybody keeping up with it.
They're
now
starting to see
this. This has been happening since the beginning. Taking quarterbacks that high, there's way more bust than booms getting drafted in the first round as a quarterback. It's been that's just
Sam Darnold. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Numbers wise, it's been happening for years.
Jamarcus your Russell, boy. Damn, that's tough. Matt Leinart.
Shit, yeah, bro. I remember that one.
Another one. Yep.
Shit.
Yep.
Damn.
That nigga didn't even play.
Johnny.
I don't know. I can't call. He ain't really got a chance to play nowhere.
Kellen?
Yeah,
he got a whole lot of opportunity. Yeah, either, but
he had an opportunity to show what he got. I feel like if he,
he was third.
Third round picks aren't labeled as busts, right?
No. I was looking at first.
We talking about first.
Yeah. Take him out of there.
And he ain't a bust. He just got hurt.
He got hella hurt. I went to the playoffs as a rookie.
He got hella hurt. He got hella hurt. Three lost Heisman winner. That's all I'm saying.
Did he?
Three lost Heisman winner.
Really?
He didn't win?
Okay, so
No. He had three losses.
Okay, I didn't know he had. Right. I thought they only lost twice.
Yep. Come on now.
Hey, JD got a... Hey, give it to JD. That's another big one.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah,
Bradford
was a big one.
Him
too.
You're right. These top picks.
Nah, yeah. Quarterback,
look at the schools they're coming from.
Oh, no.
second overall.
And look at this. And look at the schools they coming from.
You don't. We don't even really. We were like, who?
Where I can't even say his name, bro. That's how bad he was.
It's Trubisky.
Trubisky.
I'm about to say, you know Trubisky.
That was a king. Like, that was like early Raw Room days. Oh, bro. I used to struggle with that nigga.
He name. Couldn't get a nigga name right to save his
that's
life.
Y'all, that's what y'all nicknamed him, Nonner. That's what y'all started calling him, Nonner, way back
bro.
Then.
Bro.
Shout out to Mitch Trubisky. I said it right?
No, Trubisky.
Trubisky.
This nigga be you been fucking his name up.
Those type of names are really hard to say for me, bro. I got like a list. Say it for me, bro. Hey, say it.
Mitch Trubisky.
Is that it right?
Still sound he tried to slide a lowercase N and that's something.
So Sweetener came a long way. Oh,
bro, name was Colin. He was calling him Caleb the whole day or some shit. Colin, you remember Colin? The Floyd? You calling him Caleb or some shit, bro. You
Come
know what I'm saying?
Sweet. Come
shit
on,
was crazy.
Bro, I was so bad with names. Fool.
But yeah, so Zach, bro, like, he got benched. But not only did he get benched, bro, the coach was like, you know what? The backup gonna be the starter. And the backup's backup is gonna be the backup. And you...
Oh, he went from starting to third string?
To
practice squad?
To the third QB. No, but they all dressing out, though. He said they all dress out.
They all dress all three now, yeah.
He put that man
so he didn't get. So he didn't go from starting
to
the bench.
He went to the back of the bus.
He didn't get benched. He said, you know what? Go sit your ass down. You just go sit over there and you think about what you
done. They put him in the red shirt locker room?
Oh my God!
In there watching Polar Express
on me, bro. He went from running ones on.
I wanted him to show some emotion too. I felt like he went to the sideline, kind of smiling.
Bro,
he
went from ones on offense to running practice squad offense, bro.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
You think they'll?
Yeah, he went from number one quarterback to reading the card on Scott Tillis.
Reading the card, bro.
He over there with Bates.
He damn.
Because Bates run the defense. You know, Bates run the defense. He in the scout You're team right. holding with Bates. Yeah.
Come on over here, bro. Zach,
throw it to him.
On me. Nah, that's crazy as fuck.
Well, all right, shit.
So.
Are we still on football?
No, yeah, we still on this game.
You see it. We had
a meet-me in the tunnel moment.
Oh, for real? Oh,
yeah. Y'all thought we was playing. Y'all thought we was playing.
I missed that.
Meet-me in the tunnel moment. Now, it's crazy how this developed. Big Bill's snow. Guy, he like, not really Big paying snow. Attention. And my man's from the Jets. He was about that action, bro. He had something on his chest. He had to get it off, bro. They get down
see,
there. They barking
and
back
see,
and forth.
In Buffalo, you go in the same tunnel.
Right.
The locker room is right across the hall from each other.
Ooh, yeah, fact.
Yeah, so that's same, yeah, it's the same tunnel.
They
yeah,
got to
same tunnel.
Pushing and shoving right here. Look at my dog, Jordan Phillips, 97 for the
yeah,
Bill.
He big fella.
He coming in. Hey, yeah. Hey, guys, chill. Let's not do this.
Yeah. I'm here for peace. It ain't me. That's what, no, he said, it ain't me. It ain't me.
He's still there.
It ain't me.
But they done broke this up, bro. They, look, we told y'all, meet me in the tunnel. That shit be real.
The same tunnel, too. That right. The same tunnel right there.
So if somebody say that, it ain't cap.
It's bound to happen.
It well, you're going to be same, real sometimes.
Everybody fuck. Leaving going the same way.
Right.
Like that normally it's opposite or different.
Yeah.
After the game.
Right. How many fields is like even that?
Though, huh?
How many fields is like
no,
that?
It ain't too
no,
many.
No, you don't do that.
I think that's the only one.
That,
yeah.
For this reason right here.
Yeah.
You don't do that.
No.
That's
they're
loud,
separate.
Though.
They're separate for a reason.
Some, not everybody be meaning that meet me in the tunnel, but some folks, as you can see,
he bet yeah. that.
Standing
bet
on business. You feel me? Trying to get to the action.
Hell yeah.
And look, you can see both of the numbers, 72, 73, big backs. They was, you know.
About that action.
They was definitely, you know, battling in trenches all night, and he had to get something off his chest.
Yeah. They know where to do that at, bro, because I feel like if something like that would happen with, you know, the shit. Like
certain
like,
teams.
Like San Fran. Oh, yeah, we going to fight.
Oh, hell.
We going to fight, fool.
Hell.
Yeah, you going to do this? Trigger, yeah, like, oh, Trent. Snap. This is what we doing? Okay.
Hey, we'll run through. Hit
Let's
nigga.
Go.
Hit a nigga.
Ooh, how do you break something up? Like, if they really wanted to get to each other, I feel like they probably could have.
Mm, I feel like it was more,
too big.
I mean,
it was a lot of people in there.
It's
in
a lot of people.
It if it had just
people.
Been like them two and like maybe one or two other
yeah,
people.
Two or three other people.
But it was already like four or five people. Yeah, but like,
it was
a whole
crowd.
Group of people in between right. them when they was talking to begin with. Yeah. So
okay.
It's easier to break it up when, right. yeah, when it's less, when it's
right.
more others around. To pull them apart.
They ain't really get to doing too much, but
hey, those cleats were probably a little slick out there.
You ain't got no grip.
He got no grip.
You can't fight with no grip now.
Can't do it.
You're gonna get your ass beat. Or you're gonna get hurt.
Why not? Both of y'all going to the ground.
You're gonna get hurt. No, you're gonna get hurt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Especially two big niggas. Somebody
you can't fight with no grip now.
Yeah. You can't fight with no grip.
Yeah, that's why sometimes when you see folks get ready to fight, what they do? They pull their pants up and they get, you know what I'm saying?
You're ready.
They're in there like they playing basketball type shit. You know, let me check my grip real quick.
Because
if I fall, it's over with. It's over with.
That's for real.
It's over with.
They ain't really want to fight there for real. They ain't really want to fight. They ain't really
want to fight. We don't know, bro.
Hey, man, I don't know. The D-lineman for the Jets, he was hot. He was mad about something.
He was upset about something. It was both hot.
He was mad about something. Yeah, he got, you know, he probably
Michael Clemens and Deion Dawkins.
Big Snow.
Hey, man, look, we'll set up the boxing match right here at the Raw Room for the offseason.
Throw these hands.
You know what I'm saying? Pay-per-view event type shit. The Raw Room Entertainment Group. You know what I'm saying? So
set it up.
Get at us. If y'all really got to get it off your chest.
Let's do this, bro.
You know what I'm saying? You know where to find it.
Yeah.
All right?
Hell yeah.
We got this. But I guess that's really all we have. Football, bro.
It ain't all we have. Football, bro. I know y'all saw Bates out there working out again.
We definitely did see it. Bro, Bates was out there lifting ice bags.
I ain't never seen this workout for my life.
I ain't never seen it, but it is some weight to some ice bags. You know what I'm saying?
You can get a 10-pound bag, a 10, 20-pound bag.
That's what I said. And so, like, before the game, like he said, he just get a little pump in, you know what I'm saying?
Where you get the ice from?
The coolers. It's a cooler.
It's an NFL game, sweet. Whatever you want to drink before the game.
The way that y'all made it seem, some of them stadium not like that.
But that's the team. They travel.
So you're going to bring ice for the water or like your Gatorade.
The team brings it.
Yeah, you're going to have your ice.
The team brings it.
In most places, they're going to break it out the bag and probably throw it in that bitch or something.
He found an ice machine
bag. Yeah. I mean, the cooler.
You got to be resourceful.
They're all over the place.
You got to be resourceful.
Shout out to
had the band strapped to the little table or whatever the hell.
You a fool for retweeting it. You're doing it yourself, bro. You wild.
No, yeah, sweet.
You was wild.
He definitely.
Sweet, you wild.
He broke that bit down in the kitchen, bro.
You ain't gonna be able to find it, face. It's gone, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
You took it down?
It was a story. It was a story. It's gone, fool. That's not gone,
baby. Listen, that was my reaction right there. When you did that shit,
spit in the cup.
That's exactly what I did. That shit.
Motherfucker, lipping some bags of ice, bro. Go ahead. Get your little workout in.
Shout out to Coach. Shout out to Coach Bates, man.
Get you in, man.
Get right.
Golly.
Get right for real.
Get right, bro. Well, if you want to stay on the football, but move on to some other stuff. So the Patriots got a doc coming. Have y'all seen the trailer?
No. No, like, I ain't
Tom Brady,
about
the Tom Brady Patriots?
This is going to be like a Last Dance. It's a 10-part series on Apple TV. This is not an ad. And they got everybody. Robert Kraft interviewing Bill Belichick. Tom Brady.
Of course.
This is going...
That ought to be good.
We're going to probably get some good stuff in there. But it's going to be some stuff that's like, hey, bro. Keep going, bro. Tell the story, bro.
The flake gate. I need to know about it.
Because y'all telling the good, juicy little parts, bro.
They're not going to tell everything.
Y'all ain't telling will. I feel like they will.
I doubt it.
I feel like we're going to hear about... Tom Brady is going to...
We're
going to
hear about the beef. Yeah, the whole Brady. Yeah,
it's... Like the whole Jimmy... All that. We're going to hear all of it.
You're not going to hear nothing that you haven't already heard a little bit about.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to hear about the massage parlors?
No.
I think so.
No. It's going to be like maybe one or two things that might be like new information that we ain't really know about. But most of the stuff is going to be maybe just like a different angle.
I'm interested to see who else they got on there. Like what other players outside the top, you know, what other kind of role.
They're going to have Butler, probably Slade on that bit.
Yeah, like Richard Seymour, Will Fork. Like, I see if they get, you know, the big backs. Hopefully they can, you know, some of the O-line, D-line.
Give you some
of the big backs so they can see, you know, I mean, just kind of get everybody's perspective. So that's why I'll be interested to see everybody else's. Like, say, you know, you got the top, you know, you got...
But yeah, Apple, you got TV, owner, head coach, Apple TV doing it, it might be a little...
Bruh, Apple TV doing it, they going to knock
it out the park. It might be a little better than what we expecting just because they own type...
Definitely going to check
they it out. They on type platform for real.
Definitely going to check it out.
I know this is like a real early thing. They don't come out shit till fucking February, but it's going to be fire though.
I can't wait.
It's closer than you think.
Nah, it is closer than you think. That's true.
That's gonna
be interesting, gonna be bro. Because fuck them niggas, bro.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to compare it to The Last Dance, though. I just feel like that's it.
It's gonna be hard, but bro,
I feel like that's the pinnacle. Like,
I mean, The Last Dance, though.
But everybody's trying to get, you're right. But at the same time,
if you're gonna do one, you can do one on the Patreon.
At the same time,
you got to.
In the same respect that we talk about Michael Jordan, is the same one we talk about Tom.
You got to.
Yeah.
You don't have a choice. Right, who was you going to do?
Yeah.
Because, like, it was.
Ain't nobody else to do.
There was an era. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. There was an era, yo. So, oh, yeah. For sure.
Tommy is.
The GOAT. So, in just some news stuff, I'm just going to knock all this out real quick, JC. There have been some updates to the John Morant case.
Case?
Yeah, bro.
What? Oh, you mean him being suspended?
Nah, the case.
Oh, the
fuck.
Damn, they still talking about this?
So did he slap him? Did he hit him? No, the kid, hold on.
Yeah, yeah. So basically what the lawyer is trying to say that it was self-defense that the kid, you know,
attacked him.
Came to him first.
Yeah.
And John Moran just did what he had to
do to get him off.
You know, it was, you know, interesting stuff. Uh-huh. I am following it, but right now I ain't, like, nothing has come to light as of yet, but this is the new claim that the lawyer is making in the case. What you about to say?
I was just reading what it said there.
Go ahead.
That he had, Ja had punched him once after the kid had thrown a basketball at him or some shit.
Hit him in the chin with the ball?
You threw a ball at my face.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, come on. Quit playing.
So...
Playing.
I acted in self-defense.
I don't know no court or football field where that's going down and nobody throwing a punch.
You throw a basketball at my face.
Yeah. You knew what you were trying to do.
Yeah.
You play stupid games.
Stand your ground law, which allows people to feel threatened at their homes to act with forces in certain situations.
That's stand ground here. Basketball at my face.
Like, what you...
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I thought it was interesting. I've been paying attention to that right there. I'm still trying to... I ain't seen no updates yet.
Have they changed his suspension or is he still...
Nah, they ain't changing that. For what?
You know they ain't.
Was it 25?
The NBA
25 games?
NBA don't play by that.
Yeah, they ain't changing nothing. But they don't
I meant like adding more to it.
No, this will go in his favor. This will go in his favor, Tyler.
Yeah, he's coming back. As soon I think it's the Christmas Eve game or something
but this,
like that.
But this suspension wasn't...
December 19th.
But this suspension didn't have anything to do with that.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
This was after, but it just hadn't helped his...
It hadn't helped his credibility.
Nah, yeah, you're right.
For sure. For sure. I was saying something else. Oh, yeah. I've been... No update yet about, you know, Mikey Williams supposed to be at Memphis right now.
Yeah.
But ain't been no updates there either.
Are they going? There are actually some updates.
Are there some updates? I haven't seen the most latest one. Go ahead, Faye.
Originally, he was facing 5 felony charges. That has been upgraded to 8.
Damn.
So it went the opposite direction. Yeah, that man, it's over.
Yeah, he gonna have to sit down.
Cali don't play with no guns, bro.
Yeah, he might have to sit down for a minute.
Yeah. Damn. Well, I pray that don't happen, but that's what it's looking like. Cause I think even his case, they was claiming self-defense. Cause he did discharge a firearm.
It was at his house though, right? It was at him.
I'm not sure where it was.
I don't know the details.
It was at his house, and apparently, I guess he got into it with somebody and he fired a handful of times into a car.
I don't think he emptied the clip, but he shot multiple times at a car.
He let a few of them ring off.
Mm-hmm. Well, crazy, man.
Unfortunate.
Man, bro, people had high hopes for Mikey. I've been following it, man, since he was like in the 8th grade, bro.
Damn, bro.
Following him for a minute. Because he was like one of the first, if I recall, that was even talking about going to HBCUs. It was like a thing. Yeah, I'm going to try to go to HBCU.
He was really one of the first, like, I guess young superstars to blow up for high school. He was making money early. Millions as a high school player.
I hate to see it. A lot of talent going away.
Yeah, right, bro. That man said that he was committed to Memphis. I said, bro, we was lit. I said, oh, Penny. Shit. What? So.
Man, bro, that's tough, bro.
It's tough.
We hate to see that.
Yeah, hate to see it, man. But yeah, that's all I really had, JC.
For Memphis, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to see better for our city, bro.
We do.
And it's like, you know, we hate to see this for Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Name, you know, a whole lot for Memphis. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. basketball team missing a superstar that was going to come. But, I saw this stat, which is, it's weak. It's weak for real. But Memphis has broken the damn like, was it death or homicide record again?
Yeah.
The murder rate?
Bruh.
For the year?
Yeah.
Mm. Again.
We got more than, we got more than California. What did it say? They compared us to another state, bro, and they only got like 200 and something.
Damn.
Memphis.
What is that? Los Angeles, bro. They got 3.85 million people, bro. Only got 272. Wow. And we got, what is the number for that Memphis? That's
crazy.
352.
Wow. 352, bro, on a year.
And ain't that many people.
And it's like November.
That. Yeah.
And you know the holidays get
daily, right? Daily. Yeah.
It's daily. It's daily. Damn near daily. It's
got to be multiple times daily.
It's probably at like 1 point something a day type shit.
Yeah, because 350. I mean, shit, it's 365 in the year, so you still got.
That's what I'm saying.
It's just the middle of November. Yeah.
I be telling folk all the time, man. Like, if you can, especially around this time of the year, yo, you know, it's cuddle season, bro. Get to your crib, be around your family.
Yeah, be smart,
you
man.
You gotta be on these streets like that right now. Cause
be smart, some man. Places,
it's cuffing season, man.
Yeah, and Memphis, y'all calm down, bro.
And it's robbing season. Damn. Both. It's cuffing season, robbing season.
Memphis, y'all calm down, bro. Damn.
Calm down, man.
You gotta do better.
Folks are trying to get home.
The fact that they had to put again on the article.
Again. Yes. Broke the record again. That's crazy, bro.
It's sad. It's sad.
I was just like, man, that's our city, bro.
And then, too, like, I ain't trying to stay on Memphis too long, bro. But, bro, the damn... I knew it was gonna happen, but you know they put a Topgolf out there.
Oh my!
So we saw the fight, which that didn't let that was happen.
They shot Topgolf
the weekend
let me be accurate.
It was in
a parking lot. They didn't shoot up Topgolf, but they were in the parking.
But in the parking lot,
and it was just ringing shots.
The weekend that was happening because we was talking about the fight in the chat.
Yeah,
we was talking about the fight in the chat, and so like. It was probably like a week and a half after that, bro. My homies was like, hey, y'all trying to go to Topgolf? And blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I ain't really trying to, you know, we chilling tonight. Maybe next week type shit. And then...
That was that week?
It was that weekend that we was like, I was like, nah, we gonna chill. Maybe next weekend. Just cause like, it was kind of last minute when he hit us up. I was like... And then I seen that. I'm like, bro, I would probably never step foot in there.
Oh, no, it's over with. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. And not even because I don't... Want to go like Topgolf would be it'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah,
shit to do. It's a good time, bro. Nah.
We're supposed to be coming to have fun, you guys. Bro. Like for real. Like damn. Like why at the fun spot? Like
right.
Supposed to be kid friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
so anyways,
get into some
make me smile, bro.
Some more kid friendly stuff. You know, it's the holidays.
Holiday season.
Thanksgiving. You know what I'm saying? Good eats. Good food, man. We gotta.
We should do this real quick if y'all want to. Cause this come out Wednesday, right? Hey, shit. Y'all want to make these picks for the game? The game. The Thanksgiving games. You want
it? We could,
Cowboys, Lions, and it's always the same teams every year.
It's Cowboys and the Commanders, the Packers and the Lions, 49 and Seahawks.
So, right. But I'm saying the Cowboys and the Lions, I know for sure, usually always play on Thanksgiving and it's usually somebody else. But the Cowboys and the Lions.
No, so these are all before.
These are all Thursday.
Oh, no.
These are Thanksgiving Day. It's always the Cowboys and Lions always have been playing on, well, not always.
Yeah, they always got the prime time. They got the prime time dinner spot.
They've been playing on Thanksgiving for years now.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead. Take my picks.
All right, got mine too. Look, I
Lions
like, for sure. I think the Lions gonna break that long ass curse. I think it's like how many games have they lost in Thanksgiving? A whole bunch. Mm-hmm.
It's
been a lot, right?
I did pass that. I did pass that note. Shit, the Lions 8-2.
8-2.
8-2, yeah. Bro. That's the first time. Since the 60s, my nigga.
Since JFK was alive.
They said the Lions ain't been 8-2 since black people could walk into restaurants.
Oh my God.
That ass. When did segregation end?
You right?
64.
Wow. This was six. The last time they was 8-2 was what? 62?
Yeah, segregation was still a thing.
That's crazy.
That's tough.
That's a long time.
Dan Gamble, bro. Hey,
1962.
Hey.
That's outrageous.
Hey, man, he getting them.
Getting the boys right.
Yeah. Shout out to the Lions, but I'm taking the Lions for the Thanksgiving. Yeah. I think this game going to be a little closer.
Which one? The
I'm going to go Commanders.
Yeah.
I'm going Commanders. I'm going to shake it up.
Oh, the Cowboys.
Because honestly, King, I'm just got to stick to what I've been preaching.
What's that?
Fuck the Cowboys.
Oh, God, boy, quit playing with me.
You're right.
They ain't like that. Yeah. They ain't like that.
Right. Which one of these other boots? You know right there? Yeah.
You booing? Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There we go. And then I'm gonna go ahead and take Seahawks. Ride with the Dogs.
Ooh. I'm
gonna ride with the Seahawks.
Ride with the Dogs.
I'm gonna ride with the Seahawks.
Ride with the Dogs.
Ooh. At home. I've been there before. I know the energy.
So you got, of the 12th man. You got the same picks.
Is that the night game?
No, I got the Cowboys.
Oh, well.
But you got the same picks, and then you got
I got okay, Lions. Man. I got Lions and Seahawks.
I'm with JC on that one. I'm not even gonna consider that one game even a pick. Yeah, I'm gonna go with the Lions. I don't know. It's in Seattle. Is that the 8:30 game? Yeah.
Yep, night game.
I don't think Brock might not be ready for that yet. Because playing in Seattle, primetime night game.
Yes, sir.
Is a whole different animal. That noise,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You might be right, JC.
I'm going Seattle, baby.
I like Seahawks. I like that too.
I like Seattle, baby.
You know what? I'll be the I'm gonna take the Niners just to be that guy.
All righty.
So give me the Lions and the Niners.
We all different on one game. We all different on like one game.
Yeah, the other
all
game. Right, we don't care about that. We don't care about the other game. The other game, it don't matter who wins.
Lions for sure, though.
Yeah, Lions for sure.
Lions for sure.
All right, let's get to some more pressing picks. You know that everybody's excited for all the food. We want to hear your favorites. Okay, and we do this pay tag cut. And this one here is brought to you by The Perfect Plant. Nashville's premier dispensary with the best THC flower menu, the Gary Payton Lemonade Purple Punch Gelato. We didn't have all the strains talked about them and more, the edibles, elixirs, lifestyle goods, you know, the rubs for your back. They got teas to clear your lungs, all that. Quit smoking them cigarettes. Perfect Plant has two locations, one in Germantown and one on Weisbridge Road, as well as the website perfectplantmarket.com, where you can get your THCA flower, the THCA edibles, elixirs, and more shipped right to your door even if you're not here in Nashville to go to the store. Everything is federally legal, and if you need the highest quality cannabis products around, shop with Perfect Plant at perfectplantmarket.com and use that Raw Room code for 15% off.
Raw Room, baby.
And that's your ad.
We did that.
But now we get to this pay tag cut.
Let's do it, man.
Oh, it's time.
For the Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now this is the big one. Okay. All right. What's your favorite item outside of the, you know, the turkey and all that stuff? Okay. What's your favorite dish, man? So we got these on here.
Mine's the back.
The dressing. Okay, I'm gonna switch these. So because don't nobody say greens. So we're gonna throw the mac and cheese in there.
Ooh. Yeah,
we're gonna throw the mac and cheese in there. Dressing, mac and cheese. Or the sweet potato casserole. Or you could do green bean casserole for y'all who do the green bean casserole. That's a tough one right there.
That's tough.
All right, hold on. Before we get too deep into there, I had to throw this one in there because we have talked about this.
We got to get King's opinion.
Are you a cranberry with the dressing type of guy?
No, I don't eat cranberry sauce.
So you don't eat cranberry sauce?
I don't eat it, period.
You don't eat... I eat cranberry
with sauce.
The dressing, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, I got people in my family. Like, it's there. It's always there. Right, I just don't ever... I ain't never been a fan.
Okay.
But why? Why is it?
Because I don't...
So do you eat the dressing?
Yeah. I fuck with the dressing.
You eat that shit dry?
Right. I mean, bruh.
You put gravy on it?
Yes.
Okay.
I cover the whole plate in gravy. I make my plate. Okay. Big backery at its finest.
Listen, for the big backs out there, we'll allow you to be a big back on this one day.
So all the gravy, what you mean? That's our day.
So look, JC, do you do the cranberry slices or do you like the little berries?
I don't ever handle it. So I don't give a fuck.
I feel but,
however it's there.
Right,
is how
however
you take
it's
it.
There, bro. I'll get that motherfucker out the can and give me a little slice, throw that on top, mix that up.
But see, that's why I never ate it because it was always sliced in my family. I ain't never been like, it's always been an option to eat. I'm just, I ain't
you
never.
You gotta
been.
Get like the little berry joints.
He wants the healthy big bakery. I see you.
I don't want the cranberry. No, bro. I ain't gonna lie. It wasn't enough room left on my plate for cranberry sauce.
But you go right on top. It don't interfere with nothing.
But if you're gravying on everything,
you don't need the cranberry sauce. I replace the gravy. Yeah, I use the gravy.
All right. So for me,
it's tough, JC.
This is really tough. Because the dressing with the cranberry.
Yeah.
Because don't get me wrong, dressing be good. But if it ain't no cranberry, don't even offer me that shit. I will slap that motherfucker too. Because that bit dressing be dry, bro.
You right.
I ain't with it no is. Cranberry, it be dry.
Yeah. Mm.
You got it. And I ain't really care for like a gravy on my dressing. I want the flavor to be popping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want it to be like I need it to be.
Depending on how you cook it though, you dress it. It don't have to be dry.
It don't have to be
some
dry.
Of, like my, but still, my in my mind, be making a little bit more, but it is in my mind still, it's cornbread.
It's cornbread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel what you're saying. I feel
yeah, some cornbread you, mush.
But go ahead, JC.
So for my picks, man, the dressing with the cranberry, it elevates it to another level.
It is.
And then we know what the mac and cheese be like.
Jesus.
Now this one gonna fuck y'all up.
Okay.
Nah, I don't know if I'm gonna do that. I want to.
You don't even know.
I'm gonna do it. I think I know.
I know all of this.
No, I know mine.
Okay,
the sweet potatoes in the front. We paying them.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Paid.
Okay.
Paid.
Okay. The one with the marshmallows on top.
The casserole. You can,
that's anything. What I said. That's yeah. what I said. Sweet potatoes with the marshmallows. Or the sweet potato casserole.
However you fuck with it.
That's the one.
No,
that's the one. That's the one.
If it ain't got the marshmallows on top.
Yeah. Hey, no. Marshmallows on top.
I ain't gonna eat it.
But if I come over that bit and that motherfucker got some crazy shit in there, like some
extra
raisins.
No,
bro, don't fuck with the classics, all right?
Do
the shit. Make
I've
it.
Seen people do like try to. Now, I don't mind like some of them little like little nuts.
Maybe a little texture in there.
I don't mind it on
little,
the top.
Yeah.
But the raisins and extra, I can't pick them up.
I don't get the raisins.
Yeah, no.
We're not
yeah.
doing it. I don't understand.
So, paying the sweet potatoes.
They
for sure. For sure. For sure.
With you.
Now, my heart. My heart and my soul is telling me put mac and cheese on the tag spot. Now, this is why, sweet. Now, this is why. Hold on now. This is why I'm cutting the mac and cheese.
Oh, bro.
Everybody going to have their own opinion.
JC, listen. Come on,
If you pick six people to cook that mac and cheese.
But that's why you don't.
But you don't know. It's changing every year.
It is
true. We ain't got.
Wherever I'm eating, I found out who's making the mac and cheese.
I know who's bringing it.
Yeah, I want
to list. So like, I know who's bringing it to my house.
I don't do that, but I always ask about the mac and cheese.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there's
bro,
one. I'm there's only one dish I ask who made it.
I get it.
I ask about the mac and cheese. That's the one thing I do ask about.
It's too hit or miss.
It's too hit or miss, bro. And then like as the families change, you move and this and that, people start doing Friendsgivings and shit. Folks, you don't know if your friends could cook like that.
That's true.
Everybody ain't no chef.
And mac and cheese ain't easy to cook.
It's not easy, bro. It's easy to fuck it up.
It's easy to fuck it up. That's what it is.
That's why it's getting cut, bro. Because
I'm not mad at
that. Because like when you go to the leftovers, bro, when I heat up some mac and cheese, if it's ass, It's gonna be worse.
And the
dressing, bro. Even if you fuck that shit up bad, I could throw some cranberry sauce on there.
You can just like chill, bugger,
bro. Ain't nothing you can add to the mac and cheese to make it better.
You can't make it better. You can't re-cheese that bitch. You can't add more sauce, bro. The mac and cheese.
But I'm saying,
but mac and cheese at its peak though. At its peak when it's done right.
At its peak
when it's done right. If we're assuming all these dishes are done right, that's a tough move for me.
I'm gonna still cut it. And like I'm gonna tell you why.
That's a tough move for me.
Because I really don't do turkey and dressing that often throughout the year. I'll get that mac and cheese.
I
can probably get that on like Easter. I probably get it at Christmas.
And I'm still gonna take it every time.
I mean, yeah.
Well, hey, look.
Big Backery.
Big Backery. We gotta put that on shirt.
So big backs. So you are cutting dressing then?
I'm cutting dressing. Yeah, okay. I'm paying mac and cheese.
He's not a cranberry guy, so
I understand. Yeah. And that's the reason why that gravy don't do it right, bro. I'm telling you, you put that cranberry sauce, it's gonna change your life.
Cranberry on the dressing is like 8.5 and up every time.
Every time.
Two niggas that's way under 200 pounds telling a 300 pound nigga how to eat is hilarious.
Hey, look. Two niggas that never been
200 pounds in their life.
I'm gonna say this. We want the flavor.
That's what I'm gonna say, fool.
The Big Backery, bro.
Listen,
we don't need to die.
Listen,
y'all worried
okay?
about the, y'all worried the, about the wrong
on,
shit.
What the dude that was on Ratatouille?
Like, how these two little niggas gonna tell me how to eat, man?
Listen.
Ratatouille,
like the movie. It was like the old guy, bro. He said, bro, if it ain't good, nigga, I don't swallow, fool. So, like, pause. But listen, I don't eat none of them that good, bro.
bro. If it don't taste good, nah, it's over.
Because gravy don't taste better.
Sweet, you say some wild shit.
I didn't say that, though. I didn't say that. That was a quote. That's why I cited his work. That's not my work at all. It was the old dude on Ratatouille. They ain't come from Sweet. But it made sense, though, what he was saying.
Yeah, no, I'm not disagreeing with you, but...
Damn, bro.
Y'all niggas just be eating anything, fool.
Nah, they do be eating anything.
Anything, bro.
Listen, bro, I'm paying mac and cheese. We tagging sweet potatoes.
You paying the mac and cheese?
Yes.
Paying the mac and
cheese.
He's lost his mind.
He had no good soup. You know what it is.
See, there y'all go again. Tell me what I ain't had.
This is what it is.
Okay,
bro.
Let me tell y'all something.
He ain't from where we from.
What you mean?
You from Nashville?
Damn.
Okay, what's the difference?
It's the difference.
The food out here is not.
Okay, my family is from Henry County in West Tennessee. The woods in West Tennessee.
Okay. He said the woods.
Listen, bro. My family, that's a different flavor. Hey, listen. I got people in my family that used to bring raccoon to eat for Thanksgiving.
Well, see, we ain't doing that.
That's right. So how you wouldn't do that?
We wouldn't do that.
So how you tell it right? I'm not with your, but that's fine. I'm just letting you know the countryside.
The
countryside for my family. Right. Like, they bring a raccoon. Some people can bring raccoon to eat for Thanksgiving.
We're not going to do that, though. They can't come to my house.
I can tell you that right now. They can't come to my house.
Don't knock it till you try. If we talk about every dish at its peak, however we like it, you can't beat mac and cheese, bro.
I got you.
I understand what you're saying about when it's not, obviously, because it's...
You are rolling the dice, though.
But at its peak, when it's done right, you can't beat mac and cheese.
At its peak. And then, so another thing we got to factor in at its peak is the leftover ability
is important.
The leftover ability is important. Of course.
Dressing normally never misses the next day.
Listen. This is the one. Which do you be most excited for? When it comes to the leftovers, which one be gone the first?
Sweet potatoes be gone.
Every time.
Oh, yeah, that's rarely sweet potatoes.
Exactly.
Potato that's
and that's why you paying that motherfucker. Because he...
What's funny is, I don't know if it's like with you, bro, but I know in my house, bro, the person that make it is fire, they never make enough.
Oh, no.
It being the smallest pan, like, yo, you know you green.
Wait a minute. Now, that's, we got to talk. Bro,
I don't know nothing about that. See, that come from y'all family. I come from a family of Big Macs. We ain't never had that issue, bro.
Sweet, right. It's only the 8x15. It's never in the y'all big ass
them. Big hole
tin foil. It's never in that.
It's
one.
Always never in that for where I'm from.
Hey, never in that joint.
So you're right. I'm not from where y'all from. It's always like it come this in that. Come.
But everything else come big though. It's just the sweet potato. It's almost like a fucking dessert. It's almost like a dessert.
Especially with the marshmallows and stuff.
Damn, bro, I'm hungry as hell, fool. This is one of my favorite holidays, bro.
This is where we get to
shout out to it.
Throw down Thursday. Bro.
Shit. All right, look, man. Sweet potato pie over pumpkin. We already know. So don't do no dumb shit. That's not even a discussion.
Yeah,
don't do no dumb shit. Okay. Don't say pumpkin nothing. Okay. Shut up.
Yeah.
All right. I've had pumpkin pie before though.
I've had it, but that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about.
It's Thanksgiving.
Don't do it.
Yeah. It's only one pie. Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah. That's not even.
And listen, y'all can even cheat with the sweet potato pie. Now you can just go get one of Patty's, bro, and bring it to the house.
Well, I'm saying don't put the pumpkin pie. Like put pick another pie. Like pumpkin and sweet.
Don't even do pumpkin.
Yeah, pick another. Pick an apple pie or something. Yeah, pick something different versus.
That's a hard one to beat out. Pumpkin pie. That's a good one.
Damn, what else we? Oh, the Jags. I did see the Jags, only team to never play on Thanksgiving.
Damn, that's great.
Interesting.
They never play?
Wow. What's the deal?
Damn.
Yeah, what is?
I don't fuck with the Jags.
No, never mind. I'm about to say, are they the newest?
Yeah, that's I didn't know that.
I mean, I wouldn't say they're the newest franchise. I don't think so.
No, they're not the newest.
They're not the newest franchise, but they're one of the newer ones. The Panthers have fucking played on Thanksgiving. They're the same age.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's different. Okay. I don't know why that's...
Wow. All right, well, shit, baby. What else we got on here?
Anybody trying to watch?
Unknown stat.
Jacksonville, bro. That's what it is. Everybody trying to watch Jacksonville.
That's why, bro.
Y'all market this big. Ain't nobody trying to watch them on Thanksgiving. Cowboys. But else?
The Lions ain't always been a big market like that to play on Thanksgiving like that.
I know a lot of Lions fans, though. I don't know no Jaguar fans. Do you? Do you? You know any Jaguar fans?
I don't know any.
That's all I'm saying. But anyway.
And to attract publicity.
Exactly, nigga. Yeah. Shit, bro. We gotta make money. Hey, look, y'all straight, but you know,
yeah,
get your weight up.
Oh, they've been playing. They've been playing on Thanksgiving for damn near 100 years.
Yeah. That's what I said. The Lions and the Cowboys been doing it forever.
Doing it.
All right. So,
Anyway,
all right. Well, shit.
Thanksgiving, bro. I love it. What y'all thankful for, bro? Go ahead, man. What
we thankful for?
Yeah, bro. I love. I like doing it.
I'm thankful for y'all, bro, and the roomies, man. Shout out to all y'all, bro.
Facts.
Love doing what we do.
We wouldn't be here without you.
Absolutely,
man. But shit, I'm thankful for my family, bro. You know, being a dad, you know, now.
Okay, yeah.
It's been a crazy journey, bro. It's a beautiful journey. The whole new world, man. To my wife, bro, you know, support everything I do, bro. Check out her shit, bro. Sweet House. The Bishop Walker clip.
Is that what that's from? Interview with her? Okay.
That was from her show.
I'm going to check it out. Yeah, definitely got to check that out.
She had the mayor on today. The mayor of Nashville, the new one. So he came through. Rand Carthorne came through. So check out her stuff, bro. Sweet House is huge, bro. I'm thankful for my family, bro.
Bishop Walker. Yeah,
Okay. Hold on. Applause for the What's up,
King? I'm like, sweet, man. Family. First of all, family. You know, always that's, you know, I wouldn't be here without them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, family, kids, all healthy, thriving. So thankful for them. Friends, you know, shout out to the ones that's gone on to a better place.
Absolutely.
And then for me, man, new beginnings. You know, I'm thankful for being able to link with y'all. Come on here. Keep coming back. And y'all, you know what I mean, welcoming me in. You know, y'all let me come sleep over and
break our couch.
A nigga never left. So
broke our couch.
Yeah. Oh, is that what y'all keeping me on to help me pay for the couch, y'all?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Make up what I broke. But yeah, I'm thankful for y'all, man, being able this opportunity, the roomies, being able to come in, man, and do this, man, because it's truly been a blessing for me, man. I know I don't really get too emotional about shit, but this has been, it's done wonders for me. Appreciate you guys, bro.
That's dope, bro.
Let's go. Don't shed a tear in this, bitch.
Man, don't do it, bro. Come on.
All right, so.
Faze on, hold tight, Faze.
Oh, he was ready to go.
No.
Go ahead.
Okay, man. I'm thankful for, you know, my friends, my family, my girl. I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for just everything. I'm thankful for the roomies. You know what I'm saying? So just thankful for all the shit we got going and all the shit we're going to have moving forward. So I'm hyped for all that.
Stay tuned, baby.
Yes, sir. Yeah, buddy.
Real thankful. Tell somebody you love them, man.
Spread it. Tell them.
All right. So, Man had a couple questions.
Man.
He said, "What's it like playing in a holiday game?"
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's cool, because it's not a whole lot of times that you could be like one of the maybe two or three games on TV. Period. So literally everybody watching that bitch.
Mm-hmm. Only one's on.
The only one on, bro. So everybody in the world. Well, I say in the world, but like
shit,
Whoever watches football,
yeah,
right? Because on that day, it's gonna be, you know. So it's a cool feeling, especially to, you know, go and get a win. Shit, I played in a holiday game a few times. I think the one I remember my second year in Atlanta before we went on that run, played in Carolina. It was like a Christmas game.
Christmas game.
So I got to played in the game. Shit, I got a pick in that bitch. I think that was my first pick.
On TV,
okay.
Baby.
Okay.
Okay.
So shit, we, you know, get
great,
out of the game.
Great Christmas present.
Yeah, get a win, bro. And then cause shit, all year Thanksgiving, I had to spend it with my teammates. Like I said, you know, you don't know who cooking the mac and cheese. you don't know who cooking the mac and cheese. You know, we had to do our little stuff, got a short practice, boom, go play, got the pick, and then after the game, you know, we off. Go. Yeah. I got to fly home see my people for it might have been fucking
couple days.
28 hours type shit or fucking it was like
quick.
It was like 2 days. Like
Yeah.
Short ass time, but just to be able to go and, you know, take some pictures, do the Christmas with gifts and shit like that, just to really be around my family, because I ain't seen them for fucking... After you start playing, bro, after you become a professional athlete, that shit don't stop. So unless you take advantage of your offseason, and if you can't take advantage of your offseason, you don't really get a whole lot of time to see your people unless they come to the game. And then even then, you still don't really get to see
your
people.
Yeah, you ain't hanging out.
But it meant a lot to, you know, had that happen, bro. We went out there and handled business and then bring home a ball, bro. Yeah, that shit live.
It's lit, bro.
Yeah, it's a great mm-hmm. Christmas present, bro. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever play one?
Especially getting that dub.
Nah.
Oh, okay.
Really?
If you consider like a New Year's a holiday, but you know, we don't really consider
New Year's ain't really shit. I did that a few times too.
Like, and then we played when I was in Auburn, we played the Iron Bowl Thanksgiving week, but Thursday we usually did something as a team and then you went with your family. So it wasn't like.
Yeah.
Is this Iron Bowl week? It is Iron Bowl week, ain't it?
It is, but they not even. They in shambles right now.
It don't matter.
They going to get some.
If we lost,
what's it called? Fans of Tall? They gonna get some fans of Tall.
If we lost to Mexico State like that, Alabama gonna fuck around and score 60.
Oh me, Bama finna go crazy and probably not even throw a touchdown.
Right, probably gonna be all Milrow's on the ground and the running backs.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
okay.
Damn,
what is that, bro?
You don't even know what it is.
Uh-uh.
That's the only. That's the only reason I'm gonna do it. That's the only reason I'm gonna do it because Sweet don't know what it is. All right. Thanksgiving. This is some crazy big backery, all right? Big backery.
John, shout out to John Madden.
Shout out to the craziest big backery we can get. John Madden in his prime was talking about turducken, and it's a Thanksgiving tradition for some people, and it's consisting of
for
a chicken
us.
Stuffed in a into a duck with the ducks then stuffed into that turkey. Pause.
Turducken.
Three times because whoa. All right.
Turducken.
You heard so the ducking. Chicken
into the duck.
Duck. And all of that.
The into the turkey.
Into the turkey.
Turducken.
Deboned and stuffed, my boy.
Give me one every Thanksgiving. Matter of fact, give me two.
I knew
it. I've never.
Look at the slice. Look at the slice of that. Look at the side profile
phenomenal.
Of that.
The turducken?
Oh, that's a song. Pause.
Yeah.
All right. Nope. It's a no for me.
Yeah. Lord, he was disgusted by the picture.
Bro, what is it?
He saw the picture and couldn't even say it.
What they say,
JC? He saw the picture and couldn't even say it.
This is your department,
bro.
Sweet.
Read that. Somebody read what that says.
It says sausage stuffed turducken. But JC saw the picture and he was so...
It's a no for me.
He was so disgusted.
Hey, what did bro say off of American Idol? It's a no for me. It's a no for me, bro.
Hey, JC's face when he saw it.
Love the personality, though.
Is that what it looked like?
Yeah, but so the sausage is stuffed in there, but normally without the sausage, it's just the turkey. It's...
Oh, that's
gross.
I ain't got time. Show me like a normal.
And they have, so and when they play Thursday,
but that's not normal.
Whenever the so they give a they give it out. So they every Thursday, whenever the games, whoever the players of the game are, they give a leg from the turducken. That's how it started. Well, that's what they started doing, John Madden. They give us. So if you get the player, if you
I
play
feel
on
like
Thanksgiving,
it would be good though.
It's fire.
I feel like it would be good.
It's phenomenal.
I'm like good. Turkey, I'm good. Duck and chicken.
Fire.
Look at John Madden. No offense, but back big as hell. All right,
yep. Former offensive lineman.
I don't want no part of that.
Yep,
do your thing.
Yep. Been doing it for years.
Big
because he started it right. So look it up. Every Thursday, the players of the game who win, they get a turducken leg.
I get it.
They get to pull a leg off of the turducken.
Go look at this man.
But
bro.
Don't knock it till you try.
Big back to the world.
It looks good.
Unite.
It does look good.
Don't knock it till you try.
Do your thing.
It does look good.
Don't knock it till you try.
I probably would never.
So that said, the MVP would get a leg.
Yeah, whoever the players of the game are.
Nah, it said the MVP, not the players.
Well, it's the same of the game. It's
the same. That's only one person.
But so that's not even like the whole, all of it
together. They get a leg.
It's just a leg.
They get the leg.
They get a turkey
leg. It's like the trophy. It's like the leg. It's like
it's just a turkey leg. And even everything.
No, it's the leg.
I don't want it.
It's just the leg.
It's just the
leg. That's the leg is the award.
But it's just a turkey leg. The other meat not in there. Pause.
Nope. It's over with. We gotta
go. Twice this episode.
We gotta go.
Twice times.
It's over with. Hey, man, we appreciate y'all tapping in, bro. Look, y'all definitely go out there. Y'all definitely go out there and enjoy your families, man.
Hey, man, two episodes in a row. Sweet with the walk-off.
Get the merch.
Two episodes in a row.
At rawroompod.com/shop. Appreciate all the support, man. Y'all go follow the socials, bro. Go comment on the YouTube. Drop a like. Share that to one of your friends. We would have kept podding, but Sweet don't know how to act, so...
2 weeks, two episodes, whatever.
Till next time, we appreciate y'all, roomies. We out of here. Easy.
If you have something to say and need a place to help you say it, check out the boys at the Raw Room Media Group to get information on recording a session.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us. Follow us at the Raw Room, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at Wesson_Sun56 on Instagram. On Twitter, DB_5Trey.
Follow your boy JC, JCar_11, Twitter, Instagram, JCar_32. And the Raw Room is at Raw_Room.
Roomies, we appreciate y'all for listening. Yeah. We'll tune in for you next week. Easy.